Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rub.
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Stop the rub.
Oh,
boy,
you!
Me,
you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Hey, Don and Mike, or you don't know Chris
Philip Booker. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Get all the microphones turned on.
Hello, testing. One, two.
Hello.
Three.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, boys. Oh, get them on. Now, you snuck them in. Get those bastards out of here.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Stolwitz and all the ships at sea. The executive producers of the new porno miniseries, Gynotopia, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. And it's May 15th now, right?
Right. It is May 15th. I'd like to say happy birthday to my wife. I'm serious. I'd like to say a legitimate happy birthday to my wife.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
You all could be kind and say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Laura.
So that would
happy
be great.
Birthday, Laura.
Very nice.
I'd like to say happy birthday to the plaintiff.
Well, now stop that. Behave yourself.
Mike, happy birthday, Laura.
There you go. Yes.
I'll always be on your side, though. Oh. You know that.
I know, Fred.
No offense.
I understand, Fred.
No offense.
I know.
877-365-3636 anywhere in America. D.C. 202-432-1067.
New York.
877-692-1027. It's the Laura birthday show.
Yes.
And no one's more excited than Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. And once again, he was roughing me up outside.
He insisted, that you introduce him each and every day on the show.
Every day. And it's different here in California.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because it's not like at the privacy of our studios. He takes me right out on that main drag in Culver City.
Muscle Beach.
And he throws me down on the ground, and he puts his foot on my throat, and he says, hey, listen, shell boy,
right.
Introduce me, bald spot.
Someday you'll listen.
There you go, and there she is to my left, and to Buzz's left, and everyone else's right. TV's Leah Remedy. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hi.
The third day. How you liking it?
Sorry.
Good morning. Tired? Are you tired today?
Tired.
You look tired today.
I'm tired.
You look
what
like you.
To say, Mike?
I'm not trying to say anything. You just seem tired. You seem tired.
That's okay.
I shouldn't say you look tired because you always look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
So you seem tired. You dragging today a little bit?
Dragging today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show will pick you up. You will find that the show is like a B12 shot in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know I do have two speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fill with that.
I believe that's the way Leah will start every show, by recounting the horrible things said to her by a listener the day before.
before.
And, boring and what was and obnoxious. Thank you, Mike, for reminding me.
I remember that. Have you started spotting yet?
Oh, yes.
Ah, see, that is
amazing. Oh, we were warned. We were warned yesterday.
Once again.
3 days early.
There you go. The friend is coming, so everybody be ready for that.
My grandmother likes to call it my thank God.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
The thank God is here. Now, listen, today on the show, boy, we've got so much. Oh, well, first I want to say, I was totally shocked.
Shocked? Right.
But proud. Proud to work for CBS. The Daniel Pearl video was released by Al-Qaeda or somebody. And remember when the original thought of the videotape of this guy being tortured and killed, someone would show it on TV. I said I was sure it would be Fox News.
Right. CBS has released it?
Mike, that's right.
Holy CBS. Part of it, they're taking some crap about it today.
CBS played
it. Now, when you say part of it, I mean, it's supposed to be absolutely impossible to watch without getting sick to your stomach. It's supposed to be horrible. They didn't show the grisly parts. All of that, of course, is available on the Internet. CBS only showed the part where he was forced to admit that he's a Jew. Oh, my God. But, because of CBS releasing it, now it's on the Internet? Family's upset. Wall Street Journal's slamming into CBS today.
Yeah. I haven't been that proud of CBS since Baby Bob.
CBS, we're all part of the same family.
I'm glad we didn't make a bet on that, because I would have bet my left nut that it was the Fox News channel.
Sure. Well, there was a day when CBS News, they would be the last ones to show something like that.
Well, Mike, as is obvious by the fact that we are sitting here with Leah, they will do anything for ratings.
That's true. Absolutely.
For television or for radio.
Yeah, sending people to our gutter now. It's incredible.
Welcome to CBS, the Tiffany Network. So, Star Wars opens on Friday.
Yes, it does.
And Rob and I got together last night. We haven't done this for a couple of years. We are going to send...
Rubdowns.
We are going to send...
All right.
Now, Rob, come on, let's be honest.
Okay, oh, now we're being honest.
Hand relief.
Star Wars opens tomorrow.
Yes.
In some theaters are showing it like tonight at midnight. And we're going to have our man, Johnny Constantino.
Johnny Constantino. He's such a good boy. He's sad on the inside, but he laughs on the outside.
He, in fact, is going... in our next break, he's going to go in line in Times Square.
Oh, he's a good boy with his ZD.
Where the idiots have been waiting, some of them for as much as 7, 8, 9 days.
I don't know why, but I do hate these people.
Sure. And we have the questions, and much like when we did it the last time, two or three years ago, the questions start out nice, and as we progress, they get angrier and angrier. The first question, how long have you been waiting in line to see Spider-Man?
That's good, because you do the same strategy, right?
Yeah.
Where you aim to confuse at the beginning and then go for the kill at the very end.
And then we give them the nerd questions. What's your favorite thing about the Star Wars saga?
And that's when they go nuts and go, you know, I like to make decisions.
Which Star Wars character do you fantasize about the most and why?
Uh-huh.
How fast could the Millennium Falcon make the Kessel Run? Where was the cantina located in episode 4?
I'll be able to tell you that.
And then we move on to, who is the current Secretary of State?
There you go, good.
Who won the last Super Bowl?
Right.
When do you plan to move out of your parents' house?
When does it get cruel?
Regardless of their gender, when is the last time you had sex with another person?
We're there.
How often do you bathe?
Right.
When did you last bathe? Would you like for me to reveal the ending of episode 2, Attack of the Clones? And then when they say no, we say, here it is.
Oh, good.
It sucks ass.
There you go. Fantastic.
And we'll be talking to the people who are dressed in the Yoda hats and the, the Obi-Wan Kenobi robes and the goddamn plastic Toys R Us lightsabers.
There are very few things of this kind of significance that I can get excited about.
Gonna love doing that on today's show. Also, we do have a big, big Hollywood news. Certainly much bigger than you, Leah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Tomorrow on the show...
She gives you a look when you say that.
A dream realized for us.
Mm-hmm. And finally, for her.
When finally we are going to...
Is it for her too?
I'm sure.
Finally we're going to see how many Van Pattens we can squeeze into a radio studio.
I was at lunch with Rob yesterday when the call came in. The call from Mr. Dick Van Patten. What a thrill it was. And I have to tell you a story about this. One of the things that we were talking about with Dick Van Patten was the fact that we were going to try to get Dick to get us into the Playboy Mansion. attention.
Always, that's been a goal.
Now, you know the boy here. The boy he's wonderful. He does a great job, but he has a little issue with sexuality.
And he hates asking the really tough questions.
He hates asking. So he was sitting there, and I heard him. I let him have his little reunion with Dick Van Patten, and I'm sitting there, and about, I guess, halfway through the conversation, I start saying, ask him about the Playboy Mansion. And it's like, Dick, okay. And then finally, after much cajoling, I said, I will make life difficult for you tomorrow if you don't ask him about the Playboy Mansion. And Rob says, Dick, Mike wants to know. I said, no, we all want to know about the Playboy Mansion. And, I didn't hear what Dick's answer was, but Dick apparently addressed the subject and sounded, you said, a little excited about the prospect?
Yeah, and optimistic, except for the fact that...
No, he's lying to you, because he told me the true answer. But Dick said the mansion is really only hopping on the weekends.
Oh, really?
But he is going to call.
Well, there were several of us on the crew that actually would make flight arrangements around that type of thing.
So I should hear back from him today.
Really? Are there several of us who would?
Well, I would. I certainly would. I'm not sure. You're not in that
group,
of course.
I'm not in that group.
You're not. Well, you got, the three of you are happily married.
I know this is going to shock you, but I'm on the fence.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's no, you'd indicated that yesterday that you might make arrangements because,
it's
what's the difference
in a
between
lifetime thing.
Getting in at midnight and getting in at 4 o'clock the next day?
Exactly.
But anyway, so Dick said that it usually doesn't happen during the middle of the week, but it might happen on like a Friday night.
So he's going to give me a call today. And also, you'll be pleased to know that he's appearing in the Sunshine Boys at Gary Marshall's Theater, and he'd like to have us all out for that.
Good luck.
I'd ask around.
No, but you said no. You said you'd want to go. You said you wanted to go see the Sunshine
Boys. I said it would be
very
nice, and I would love to
see
it.
God forbid somebody put you in the Playboy Mansion, but you'll be front row center for, Frank Gorshin in the Sunshine Boys.
Can we send Frank Gorshin another 200 packs of Vantage cigarettes?
I think that would be terrific.
I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah. All right, so today on the show... Christ, we got a lot. Leah, we got a bit for you today.
Oh, really?
You're going to be actively involved today.
I need to see it first.
No, you don't.
I do, because I don't want to be mean to people unless they're really bad.
Here's the deal.
Are they bad people?
Yes. I will explain it to you.
All people are bad.
During a commercial break today.
Amen. All right.
But you will be involved in the show today.
You will waste a lifetime if you're trying to find the goodness in people.
let's see. Now, I'm pretty sure that this might be the F.U. faggot guy.
Oh, good.
Let me just
always
see, though.
Enjoyable.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
No, it's not the F.U. faggot.
It's not the F.U. faggot guy?
No, how are you guys?
Okay, my friend.
How are you?
I just wanted to comment on, been listening to Philly for a few weeks and didn't like you, but I heard you guys the other day on, Thursday or Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
Heard you on Monday with the Make Us Laugh, and you got to play again the one that won with the bologna and the salami.
You know, none of us were really quite sure why that won, but it did win. It was a legitimate victory.
Made us laugh.
And does anybody remember what it was exactly? Do you remember what it was?
What was it, Rob? Did you write it down?
I sure did.
Write it down. You guys got to play the clip. You got to play it again.
My bologna.
The bologna is touching my eyeball, and the hot dog is humping my nose.
The bologna is touching my eyeball, and the hot dog is humping my nose.
That was the winner.
I don't know why.
What?
Leah, you are so dirty. Oh, you are so dirty.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Compliment.
I
think in his own way he might be complimenting.
What does that mean?
You're so dirty. Leah, you're so dirty.
And you know what?
Would you like a moment with Leah, sir?
Can I send you my email picture? Maybe.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, sir?
I resemble Billy Joel in his early days.
Oh, handsome.
Troll-like.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, listen, he got a few hot girls in his time. But
yes, you're right about that, absolutely.
Oh, you're so...
All right. Would you like to respond to that?
I hung up on it.
It's not sexy, that's all.
Right.
You
didn't think that was sexy?
No, he sounded a little effeminate.
Oh, there you go.
If I might say.
That's right. There it is.
Not my thing.
I was turned off by him. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike, how are you?
Good. Hi. Good. Good morning. Whatever.
Hey, I just wanted to say love your show, long-time listener, and I just wanted to welcome Leah to your show. I think it's a great, great incentive to have people listen.
Thank you.
And, I wanted to know...
That's kind of a strange thing to say, isn't it?
I mean, an incentive.
Explain that. How did you interpret that, Leah?
I think maybe... No, I think what he was saying was...
What?
It's a nice... Because I'm here, maybe other people might be prone to listen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm on a television show.
Do you take that as a compliment?
No, I just think...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think it's because you're on a television show. I just think you're a good person in general, and I think you enjoy that.
Thank you, honey.
I cleared that up, sir.
Are you touching yourself right now?
Shut up. Leave him alone.
No, no, I'm not. Actually, don't even answer him.
Go ahead.
Could I ask a favor? And I don't know if I should ask this
favor
on
of who,
the air
sir?
Off the air.
A favor of who?
A favor of Leah?
Oh, of Leah, yeah.
Is it gross?
No, it's not. Absolutely not. But I don't know if I should ask it on the air or off the air.
Ask it on the air.
Well, I was just wondering if there's a possibility of getting an autographed picture of her, and I just didn't want to start something that, you know, might start a snowball.
Yeah, you know what? Please don't.
No, absolutely.
No.
Go to the website, honey, and I will send a picture to you.
Don't do that. I don't want to start that whole G. Gordon Liddy thing with, can I have an autographed
picture?
You
know what, though, Don? That's the least I can do. I do, on my website, offer people to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to...
Seascape.
Well, when you get as many fan letters as I do...
Well, I'll tell you something, that we get our fair share, and we pay
I'm sure you do. I get a lot of fan mail from you guys.
We pay the postage, and furthermore, I'll tell you something else.
That's because you save money in fruit.
Yeah, but we don't sign our real names.
We have Rob sign the pictures for us.
The cheapest operation I've ever seen.
Here's what
all the money you save in
today.
Coffee and juice
here's
and
what,
fruit and the lack of, you have
what,
money for stamps.
Here's what the Queen Diva is pissed about today.
I'm not pissed.
Mike brought her.
Did I say I was pissed?
We got coffee for Leah. I can't take credit. I sat in the car while Rob went in with Buzz and got it. But we stopped at the Starbucks on the way over here.
They got the coffee.
Anyway, did you get that guy's... he's not on the phone anymore?
No.
Where does he go? LeahRemini.net? That's where you should go, sir. I'd be happy to send you a picture.
All I know is that yesterday it was coffee. I don't have my coffee. You got to get me coffee. So today we get coffee, and on the way here we get a call on the way here. We're ordering us to get you fruit.
Really appreciate
that. We have to stop somewhere. Like there's a fruit store somewhere.
Well, it's California. There are fruit stands everywhere.
Where we can just stop and we can just get fruit all cut up into nice little pieces.
Did we get her fruit? Did we get the fruit?
No, goddamn no, we didn't get her the fruit.
Okay. Instead of the hatred.
not hatred.
I was just talking to the people at home. I wasn't even listening to you.
The home listener.
Well, I was talking to you.
Sorry.
Get your own fruit.
Okay, I did.
Wow. Love you. Love you, but get your own fruit.
Okay, baby.
You want us to pick you up some fruit tomorrow?
No, that's okay.
You sure?
No.
We'll get you fruit tomorrow.
No, you're really putting me in my place. You guys are really putting me in my place.
Do you think we could find fruit tomorrow? Who knows? What do you think?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to start cooking for the King of Queens. The whole crew.
Really?
Cool. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you tomorrow. Just bring your own coffee and your own fruit.
Will do.
Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good. That's a good start.
I just feel as though I need to
clear that up.
I feel like I need to make peace here. I feel like...
there is peace.
Go ahead, Mike.
I just feel like, you know, it's fruit. And Rob, you tell me. On our way in, I mean, did you see any fruit stands?
No, there's no fruit stands. There's a price club.
Okay, in my defense, okay, what I said was, I go, you guys are artists. You're here for 4 hours. It's very odd that the producers or the production wouldn't say, hey, let's have food in there.
Honey, it's radio.
Even the lowest productions have a little bit of fruit, some bagels, some cream cheese.
Right.
You know, maybe
a
little bit of juice. All I'm saying is...
to a pampered Hollywood star.
No, you're not... No. Okay. But did I not say it for everybody?
Yes,
I said, you guys don't get food? I mean, for 4 hours, you'd think that people would want to give you some energy.
Out of touch with reality.
Yeah, I'm out of touch with reality. Okay. Screw it. I'll bring in my own food. See, I'm not even... like that. I can't even be vindictive like that because I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't bring just food for me. I would bring food for everybody.
Like you did yesterday. You brought muffins and fruit.
Thank you.
Snack
and
would
juice.
Be nice.
Well, you can afford it. You're a TV star.
You know, if we bring in food, does it have to be fruit?
No.
You know, then I'm bringing stuff in tomorrow.
Great. I'll bring something in too.
I'm bringing chili.
Fine. I'll bring in something
else.
Candy.
I'm going to bring chili, steak, and butter.
All right.
Very good. The same stuff that awakened me at 4 o'clock this
morning.
I'll
bring carrots.
I'll whip up a batch of Watergate salad.
Fantastic. I will bring in lobster stew.
I'm going to bring in an endive salad.
I'm going to bring in a bath mat.
Bring in some ice cream.
I'm going to bring a spatula.
A Diet Coke.
I'm going to bring a small cat.
I will bring a keychain.
Twine.
I'm going to bring a big dose of reality.
Thank you for ending the bit.
To all of you guys.
It could have gone on very long.
Just eat your own food and drink your own drinks.
All right. You've made your point.
Just do the goddamn
show. Shut up. up.
That's you know, I should tell people that if you're ever out at a restaurant and the waiter uses these words, is there anything else you need? Rob and I have a regular thing we do at restaurants where we will go into maybe sometimes 20 minutes of yeah. we need, and we'll just take things out of the air and say what we need. Now, if it's a fun waiter or right. waitress, it's really not as much fun. But if the waiter or waitress is confused or gets annoyed, it can be very fun.
Yes. Great. I would like to witness
I know you're
that,
not. Right? I mean, you're not into that game.
I don't like playing the game because you know why? It gets back to my basic premise. You do that, and eventually
they're going
to
spit in your food.
They're going to jizz in your food. They're right. going to booger up your food. Right. They're going to put DNA in the food. You never send anything back. You never right. bust balls of a waiter or a waitress,
that's
even
true.
If the service is awful.
Right. Mm.
Because there's going to be a big red booger right in the middle of your taco salad.
A red one.
A big red bloody booger.
Wow.
All right. That's why we wait till dessert.
So, anyway, anybody else watch Frasier last night?
No, no.
I did, and I was terribly disappointed right. because it was the one where Frasier finally bangs Roz,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't show it.
Show his big, like, hairy chest that he loves to show everybody.
Oh, no. There was plenty of him, and also I guess he's been working on his biceps because there was lots of him laying in bed with his arm around Roz.
Hello, Roz.
And it was one of those moves where it was obvious that he was flexing.
There you are, Roz.
As he had his arm around
sure.
her.
Look at my pectorals.
But you know, they built this goddamn thing up saying, after 8 years, finally, Frasier and Roz get together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all you see is them waking up together.
That sucks.
That's all you saw.
I would have liked to see Frasier and Niles involved in that.
I was picturing at the very least, he'd be on top of her.
And a money shot.
But they can't do that.
It's a network show.
But they could have them lay in bed, or even the sweet aftermath, mm-hmm. the glow yeah. of the sex.
Mm-hmm. And her breasts.
True.
Yeah, like to see those.
Or half a breast.
Yeah, half a breast.
NYPD Blue
yeah.
type.
Yeah, but
I stopped watching after I watched the blooper show.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was just terrible.
Well, once again, NBC believes that time...
Controlled bloopers.
Time starts for NBC in 1985. Anything that happened before 1985,
right.
it never happened.
Right. right.
Because all of the bloopers were Miami Vice, mm-hmm. Family Ties, Cosby Show,
yeah,
LA
Law.
It's
still funny to see Ted Danson on Cheers make a mistake.
could they have more clips from Three Sisters, a show that's not even on anymore?
Mm-hmm. And all I have to say about NBC, one last thing here, is this thing with my girl having the baby tomorrow night, with Jennifer Aniston having the baby.
Right.
With all the hype that they've given, this baby better have three arms.
Rosemary's Baby.
This baby better...
That, to me, would be a killer on Friends tonight on Friends. He has the baby.
It's got to be that the baby's a mongoloid.
Or it's the devil.
Or that something is wrong with the baby, because they are making this out to be the last 15 minutes NBC is keeping under lock and key.
It doesn't appear to be human.
Nobody knows what's going on.
Oh, God, it seems to have... It has hooves!
Children of the little mind. Wouldn't it be great?
Can you just have great? One of those, like, really good horror movie screens where she just goes...
Wouldn't it be great if Ross is down there and he's coaching Rachel and going, come on, come on. Oh, my God. Oh, God, it's a retard.
Oh, God.
The child's a retard. They can tell immediately.
A flipper baby? Like, not
yeah,
even...
flipper baby. A lobster boy.
Yeah, that's it.
Comes out as lobster boy.
Claws. Big claws.
Big sequel.
Talons.
Rachel, we're going to have to send the child to the carnival.
And again, you know this. You know that you're not going to get any good shots of her privacy. That you're just going to get...
Oh, it's a sitcom.
I know it's a sitcom, Buzz, but...
You're
that's
wishing for something. Now you're fantasizing.
Yeah.
Maybe
in the movie. You're wanting gynecopia.
Maybe in the movie.
Gynecopia.
Gynetopia, I'm sorry.
Gynetopia. You know, that's why, Leah, see, TV is so depressing. Yeah. Thank God you are here every week on Monday night, 8
Amen.
O'clock on CBS.
Thank
Amen.
You,
because you don't let us down.
Thank you.
You don't let us down.
Thank you.
And don't you let them talk you into having a baby on that show.
No.
Don't you let them do that.
I agree with you.
That is the kiss of death.
I agree mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
I don't know
if they feel that way, though.
What if it's a talking baby?
You have
you've been on that show long enough where you'd be able to say if
I
they,
have no power.
Really?
No.
Like they say you're going to have a baby, you just go, uh-huh. Okay.
The people have the power.
That's right.
If the people write and say, don't do it.
Right. The people.
Yeah,
as
people.
As we've told you before, you have a baby on the show.
Yeah.
His name is Jerry Stiller. And the key to that is incontinence. The key to that is...
We've been pitching that plot line for years.
Yeah. Alzheimer's, senility.
Right. Yeah, it's like, well, Kevin walks into the kitchen in the morning, slips, and just, oh my God, Dad is peeing on the floor again.
Right.
Now, Leah, I have some stuff that I've been asked.
Not to mention the uncontrolled
reading. For me to read?
For you to read. These are some liners for our station in New York. I take absolutely no responsibility.
Let me see.
For the writing of these. No, just read them as written, please.
No.
Please?
I don't do it on my show. I'm not going to do it here.
They're awful. Please read them as written. And we are rolling. Take one, Leah Remini. Go.
Hi, it's me, Leah Remini, from the hit TV show King of Queens. Listen to me every day on the Don and Mike show from 10 to 3 here on 1027 WNEW. Now, this is what I love, how they spelled it out for me.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now try the next one.
Okay. Hey, it's Leah Remini, you know, from the CBS show The King of Queens. Now I'm on Don and Mike's show.
Okay, Leah, we're going to need a little more energy.
Okay.
Can we get a little more energy on this, please?
Okay.
We know that you're just about to have your thank God.
I'm just
we're
a little
rolling.
Rough around the edges.
Okay. We are rolling. This is the good one.
Just take three and go.
Hi, it's Leah Remini, you know, from the show The King of Queens. Now I'm on the Don and Mike show every single day from 10 to 3 here on 1027 WNEW.
Now, these are not bad. I think it's with the next couple that some moron, I'm guessing Jeremy.
A maroon.
Tried to
it's always a British producer.
Creative.
Leah, we need more energy. You're delighted to be on the Don and Mike show.
Okay.
Feel it, darling. Feel it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Excited.
And hit it.
It's me, Leah Remini, from the hit TV show, The King of Queens.
All right, too much energy.
Okay.
Back it off. You're in the red.
Back it off.
Back it off.
Just you, Coco.
Just a touch.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I like the breathing.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but not too much excitement. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I need a countdown.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
It's me, Leah Remini, from the hit TV show The King of Queens. Listen to me with the guys every day from 10 to 3 on 1027 WNEW.
The guys?
With the guys?
Who wrote that? What a-hole wrote that?
Just keep going.
Is that Jeremy that wrote that?
You ready?
They get worse.
Do you have any more notes for me?
They get worse.
All right.
Three, 2, 1, go.
Hey, it's Leah Remini from The King of Queens. I have a hit TV...
Oh. Oh, my God.
Take it again, please. Try it again. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Leah Remini from The King of Queens. I have a hit TV show, been on the cover of Stuff Magazine, and now I'm on with Don and Mike's show. Okay, I forgot the.
3.
Emphasize, Leah. Emphasize of.
3, 2, 1.
We like to give bad direction.
Roll.
Hey, it's Leah Remini from The King of Queens. I have a hit TV show, been on the cover of Stuff Magazine, and now I'm on with the Don and Mike show every day from 10 to 3 on WNEW. Somebody call my agent.
I told you these are absolutely moronic.
I thought that was very natural. Did you guys?
Yeah,
that was
terrific.
Good. Yeah.
Now read it. Read it regular.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. This is the good one. We're rolling.
We're recording.
Go.
The last one or the one before?
Do the one you just did.
Okay, but I thought that was good.
I thought it was fantastic, darling. You're reading it with such great feeling.
Do it one more time.
Okay. I need a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Leah Remini from The King of Queens. I have a hit TV show, been on the cover of Stuff Magazine, and now I'm on with the guys, Don and Mike show.
That's the keeper. That's the one I want to hear run.
No, let me do it again.
No, I love that.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, it's Leah Remini from The King of Queens. I have a hit TV show, been on the cover of Stuff Magazine, and now I'm on with the Don and Mike show every day from 10 to 3 on WNEW. You know what? Somebody call my agent. See, that was good. The last one was like, yeah. I just got the idea.
That was right. So
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The next one is the worst one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Hi, it's me, Leah Remini, from the hit CBS show, The King of Queens. You can hear me every day from 10 to 3 on the Don and Mike show. This Brooklyn girl is going to put these two asses in their place.
Oh,
That's retarded.
That's Jeremy. That's Jeremy that wrote that.
Dumb a-holes.
Right. No, that's a bad one. I'm not going to do that one again.
Good for
that's
you.
All right. Then here are some that are just strictly straight. These are good from the Philadelphia station.
Yes. Exploding head.
I need a countdown.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. 3, 2, love you lots. 1.
Hi, this is Leah Remini from the Don and Mike Show. Listen today at 11, right after Howard. Only on the...
All right, let's take again.
You've got great energy, darling. See if you can do it again.
The rock station.
Like, because there's lots of rock stations, but this is the rock station.
Do they say the rock station, or is it the?
Yes. No, it's the rock station.
The Ohio State University.
Nothing is better for thee than me.
Hello, Bill.
The King of Queens. Come on now. You're beautiful. Let's have it again.
Same energy, darling. You're doing wonderfully.
You're the greatest.
I need a countdown.
We love you. 3, 2... We want you so much. 1.
Hi, this is Leah Remini from the Don and Mike Show. Listen today at 11, right after Howard, only on the rock station, 94WYSP.
Very good.
Excellent. Okay.
Same energy again. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're a star. 3, 2... Love that top. 1, go.
Did you say the same one?
No, second one.
Ah.
Second one.
Do it again.
You're beautiful. You're hot.
Mm-hmm.
You're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
You got to buy your own fruit. 3, 2, I'm not buying fruit. 1, go.
Hi, this is Leah Remini from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to the Howard Stern Show on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94WYSP.
Well, now, why are you doing a promo for Howard?
I don't understand these things. Well, because it's Tim. Tim likes to promote his rating. You know, and Tim, I think, is the only one that gets a free pass.
Let me do the last one and get it over with. This is, you know, this is work. Let me...
That's why we're having to do it now.
I understand.
Let's do it.
And we don't have any fruit.
Countdown.
Oh, I'm sorry. 10. 1.
You didn't say anything in between.
I know.
Me off.
Okay. All right.
Please nurture the talent.
Love you. Love you. Love you so much. My best to Johnny, J-O-N-I. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, this is Leah Remini from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to Eagles Football on the rock station. Now, what the hell is Eagles Football?
Have you ever heard of the Philadelphia Eagles?
They're a big football team in Philadelphia. National football.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you know the countdown.
Darling, 3, 2, 48.
Hi.
Go.
Hi, this is Leah Remini from the Donna Mike Show. You're listening to Eagles from...
Oh, the energy. The energy there.
Where's the pro, baby? Come on. Come on, pull it out of your diaphragm.
This is it. Work.
Okay.
3, 2, love you long time. Go.
Hi, this is Leah Remini from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to Eagles Football on the rock station, 94WYSP.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic success.
Fantastic.
Bravo.
I do not appreciate being put on the spot like that.
Oh, Mike, you and I get to do them now.
Oh, thank God.
I'd be glad you didn't have to stay late.
You know I'm
embarrassed to share with Leah.
I'll help you through it.
Why don't they do it?
Hi. Now, why am I saying, hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show?
Say you're Leah Remini.
Yeah. Do that.
Hi, this is Jerry Stiller from the Don and Mike Show. Listen today at 11, right after Howard, only on the rock
she's
station.
She's shaking her head no. Do it again. No. And?
Too bad.
And? Just do it right. It's just going to take longer. Just
what are we supposed to say in there? We're supposed to say...
This is Don from the Don and Mike Show.
Why?
How about... Okay, here we go.
I don't understand. It's not right. You're losing your heads.
Action.
Now normally Mike...
Show me a jury.
Normally you don't even do these.
All right, action. You want me to do this?
Here you go. I'll bang them out right now. Hi.
Well, you mean, do I get to do any of them? You said I'll bang them out right now. Do I get a chance to do any
of
them?
Let's alternate.
Yeah, could you say this is...
I know you do them normally. Does this mean I get a chance to do one for a change?
Let Mike do one, Don.
Mike, you can do the second one.
Okay, go.
You silly ass.
Hey, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. Listen today at 11, right after Howard, only on the rock station, 94WYSP.
I don't know. Yeah, they always come to you and make you do these all by yourself, and I don't understand why. Is it my turn to do this one?
Go.
Hi, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to the Howard Stern Show on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94YSP.
Hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to Eagles Football on the rock station, 94WYSP.
All right, I'll do it normally.
Oh, that was a good one.
I thought it was funny.
Hi, Mike O'Mara from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to Howard Stern on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSP. It's just rock.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Eating cake.
You're eating cake in a brass room. Come on now, appearing in the Sunshine Boys out here in Los Angeles at the Kirk Douglas Theater.
At the Kirk Douglas Theater. They wanted real ones from Mike.
Well, that was a perfect
studio at some time. Okay.
Hi, Mike O'Mara, reminding each and every one of you that the Don and Mike Show is so good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They are artists, Lisa.
Hi.
Don't look with them with such disdain.
This is, were you going to say Jackie?
Yeah. Hi, this is Jackie Martling from the Don and Mike Show. Listen today at 11 right after Howard, only on the rock station, 94 WYSP.
Hi, this is Johnny Mountain from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to the Howard Stern Show on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSP.
Why?
Why don't you just do what they ask you to do,
okay,
and then you can fool
right,
around?
Here you are. All right, okay.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to the Howard Stern Show on Philadelphia's number one rock station, 94 WYSB.
Good, honey.
All right,
how are you, Don?
Hi, this is Allison Stern from the Don and Mike Show. Listen
Don,
to 11 right after Howard
Don,
Stern.
Don, do what they ask you.
Only on the rock station, 94 WYSB.
Don,
yes.
I get it. You're a rebel. You go against the executives want to do commercials
for my show. I don't want to do commercials for other guys' shows.
But, honey, you know what? Just do it.
No.
Hi, this is Carrot Top from the Don and Mike Show. You're listening to Eagles Football on the rock station, 94 WYSB.
Maybe if you did a little, some of what they want you to do, you might get fed in the morning.
I did a normal.
They might find it in their budget to give you some fruit.
I can't tolerate any food today, Leah, because my bowels are in an uproar.
Thank you.
All right, here you go.
Say macadamia nuts before bed.
There you go, right here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon from the Don and Mike Show. Listen today after 11, right after Howard, only on the rock station, 94 WYSP. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Excuse me.
Shannon in the morning.
Shannon!
How's that? Okay?
Eagles football right now!
Okay, everybody, kiss my ass.
That was a good session.
Dumb liners. Dumb liners. Piece of crap written by morons. Oh, yes, it's time. Time to give away $100.
$100.
Even Leah has figured out the celebrity burp, and she's only been on the show this is the third day now. Even Leah Remini has figured out the celebrity burp.
But I think the hint should be that it's not particularly a celebrity.
Leah, let me explain to you how this works, okay? Let me explain. The first celebrity we had was Jethro Bodine. From the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
And then we called a bunch of celebrities.
Max Baer.
We called a bunch of celebrities, and we couldn't find anybody who was willing to burp to be the second one.
Right.
So we had to go from within.
Right.
Now, once we get a winner here, the next one is a bona fide celebrity.
Real deal.
However, this celebrity burper would be highly offended that you do not think she's a celebrity.
Do you think so?
Yes,
I ask you that sincerely. Do you really
I
don't think there's an egomaniacal bone in our celebrity's body. Just my opinion.
And she is on the show all the time. So if she's on this show, she's a celebrity to our listeners.
And I got you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, you go ahead.
Please, I had nothing important.
You have to factor in that she's white hot, too. She's white hot. She's so hot.
Mean?
She's like the magma
what
at the
does
center.
That, mean?
That she's just so hot. She's so popular.
Okay.
And she is on the show all the time.
All
she is known to our listeners.
Okay, good.
So she is a celebrity.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad I have your blessing on that.
Just relax with the attitude today, okay?
Relax with the attitude today.
I will come over there.
Kids.
I will.
Okay.
Kids, please.
877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How much money am I going for here, Don?
$100.
Only $100.
You realize, Leah, when the contest started, the jackpot was $40,000.
Yeah, I like the guy in there, and I could have used $40,000.
But as the clues get easier, we take away the money.
Oh, I get you.
You deduct a couple 1,000 here and there.
All right.
You know, I'm getting more faith in Wild Bill here because I think he's a good listener.
I love to listen to your show. You're good.
You guys are
okay. And bringing Leah on, you're going to make the show a lot better.
Here you go, Wild Bill.
You're going to increase this thing 150%.
For $100, please don't answer until Mike sings like
Wild Bill.
We wish you... Godspeed. Shut up. Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When I hear that burp, and I think of that mouth, I get so turned on.
I'd be singing right now, but I'm Wild Bill. I'm just going to keep talking because that's what I do. I talk and don't listen to talk.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Yeah! Rob, get ready. With the thing, because I got a feeling here. Mike, you want to bet?
$50.
You want to throw a bet on this one?
Yeah, I do. $50.
I bet you $50 he gets it.
Okay. How about the dinner at Morgan's or someplace like that?
Harry Morgan's. This is a bet between Mike and I that you are not going to get it.
You're on. $50.
I say you're going to get it.
How much confidence you have in me on this one?
I got zippy.
I have just bet $50 that you will, in fact, get
you think I might roll this one over.
Yeah, I think you're a windbag.
Okay, for $100, right, who is the shot here, guys? The celebrity burper.
And Leah and everybody else.
Go ahead, sir.
Who is it?
Let me try June Lockhart.
There you go. $50 goes into my pocket, as I could have told you, because he doesn't listen.
Back in the hopper.
You get the money today?
Yeah. I'm wrong. Man.
What did I win yesterday?
That's a shame.
That is.
You owe me $150.
Good guess, sir. Good guess.
I tried.
Take 20. $110.
Don, tight with you.
Did we bet 40 or 50?
Bill just keeps talking.
Do you need $10 change?
Oh, gosh.
You know, you should be...
I owe you guys some money.
Settle down, Wild Bill. I'm paying off.
Hold on. I feel like we're playing Jew to Jew right now.
I got to send you guys a check now.
Don.
Thank you.
Off to me.
Christ, you wouldn't let me float on $10.
Oh, God.
You know, Wild Bill, how you doing there, pal?
I'm doing all right.
You didn't let me down.
Leave him on the air. It's nice ambient noise.
Work some business.
Yeah. How young a man are you?
You sales there, Bill?
Give me $100.
Bill, yo.
Yes.
You in sales?
I'm in route sales.
Mm-hmm.
I do route sales. I got my
own paper boy.
I do delivery.
All right, thank you. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Every time I go out, I got to sell myself.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Poster child for birth control.
We are still waiting for John to get online. Is that the problem here? Then let me tell you, we are being flooded with pictures for Leah.
And
we are going to be flooded with requests.
Picture requests. People want autographed pictures of Leah.
What we're going to do is tomorrow we're going to take some pictures and we're going to put them up on the website.
Okay.
So that's the easiest way to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
I have also learned that your tennis instructor is Nels Van Patten.
That's right.
Hey, you could do a lot worse in that department, huh?
Yeah.
You'll be one of the Van Pattens that we bring into the studio tomorrow.
The Van Patten Empire.
And you should also know that Leah just had...
Riveting.
Leah just took a gigantic BM.
Yeah.
A real big stinker.
I did. I'm not ashamed.
You did, and on her way to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
she wiped both my upper lip and Rob's upper lip with her tampon.
Yeah.
It was still in the wrapper.
Yeah, okay, all right.
It's not like it was on the way back from the commode.
Exactly.
Although next time, think about that.
She's just staring
on the way back.
They know how to talk to women, don't they?
And you put your tampon when you take it out and let me smell it. That's some funny radio right here, boy.
That is.
Yeah, well, we're still in middle school.
Goddamn, that is. That is funny.
We try.
So how was the BM?
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Hold on. That reminds me. We got sent a book by an aspiring author, a guy in Portland, Oregon.
Critics Corner here.
Where he listens on KUFO radio.
Okay.
Let me know as soon as you get John in New York in line there.
Constantino.
Dear Don and Mike, I've written a book. It's a book that has been dedicated to us. The book is called Twice Around the Bowl.
Is that the book?
This is the rough copy of the book. He has a printer. He has a publisher.
Right.
The book is being printed.
I mean, but is that going to be the extent of the book when it gets published? It's like a tiny little thing?
Yeah, like it's going to be like one of those little joke books.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And it's called Twice Around the Bowl.
Probably be illustrations.
Let me see. It's dedicated to... Don and Mike.
I would assume it's a bathroom humor book.
Dedicated to Don and Mike and to Thomas Crapper, who made all this possible.
He invented the toilet.
That's what we hear.
Let me see.
That's supposed to be an urban legend, too.
Yeah. I think it is.
This is a book that describes many kinds of BMs. type 1, the standard BM.
I don't think there is such a thing.
Anyone can create one of these no-nonsense but garden-variety BMs. You can, I can, even your aunt can. So what? Let's not waste any more time with this ordinary little BM. Let's move on to some of the more colorful varieties.
So it's educational, then, too. So, but does he go into any description of the standard? See, already I'm punching holes in this book.
The slider. That's BM number 2.
All right.
Maybe it was something you ate. Maybe it was coffee.
Macadamia.
Maybe you're ready.
Macadamia.
As you lower yourself onto the toilet, you haven't yet realized that frustration is just ahead. Zip. Splash. That little BM hits the water before you're able to open your novel to the smutty part. You think about reading, but you know it's over. One of your favorite moments of the day has slipped by.
I understand what he's saying. Yeah, but once again, there's not a lot of detail.
Buddy BM. This variety.
Now I know what he's talking about.
Often referred to as chocolate raisins. offers the turdologist a change of pace, but it's rarely satisfying.
Not at all.
Buddy BM is merely your body's way of telling you that something's on the way, but it'll be a while. If you find this experience occurs too often, you'd be well advised to cut down on your daily intake of cheese.
There's some medical information there.
Number 4. The Indian Summer BM.
What's that? I'm liking this book better and better.
Most common in agricultural areas, this beauty, studded with corn, appears predictably at harvest time. A utilitarian BM, it allows the producer the most reliable index to the exact timing of his or her digestive cycle. Who among us, on recognizing one of these classics, has not done a bit of mental arithmetic?
Sure.
And computed the speed.
Now, why are you yawning, Leah? Why are you yawning
lack
over
thereof,
there?
Or his or her internal functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you one more. We're going to go to John. Number 5.
Of the 20 you read yesterday out of that horror book.
Yeah, listen, baby, I got news for you, okay?
But here it goes.
Did you get the page that I sent you yesterday?
I love when you turn to me in attack mode. I love it.
Did you get the page I sent you yesterday?
No.
Yeah, it was 3 words. What? Know your audience.
Oh, yeah.
Know your audience.
Oh, yeah.
Know your audience.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she sent me a page during the show that said I'm bored.
During the Catholic to Catholic segment yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, she actually sent me a page that said I'm bored.
And you got it later in the day, right?
Yeah,
right.
I got it when I went back to my room, and I wrote her back, and I wrote, well, why are you bored? And she wrote, I wrote that to you during the show when you were doing Catholic to Catholic. And I wrote her back, and I said, know your audience. Catholic to Catholic was a good bit.
And what I say.
And I will tell you, I'm riveted with the BMs right now.
Oh, why don't you read them?
Well, because I like hearing them.
We got a sample of them.
Leah, there's about 100 of them in here.
I like the agricultural.
Are we going to hear them all today?
You're going to hear some today.
Okay.
You don't think Indian Summer, you think that's funny?
No. I think it's good. He really has it down to an exact science. I think it's wonderful. I don't want to hear them all now.
I want to tell you something, that this book is going to be a smash.
Well, if you read the whole damn book on the air, no one's going
to
buy it.
Yes, they will, because the book is dedicated to us.
What's the next BM?
Yeah. The last one, he said.
The nervous BM.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Notable more by its urgency than its particular configuration. This BM often signals the onset of minor illness.
Oh.
More often, however, it takes the stage just prior to a speech, before a community association, or one's first ski lesson.
I think I understand. You know, I'm starting to enjoy his lack of detail.
He's got some great ones in here. God damn.
The slider.
The BM hanger.
What's the BM hanger?
You sit.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, you don't have to explain.
You sit, you wait. Everything. The upright hair on your arms, the beads of perspiration on your lip, points to the fact that you've got to go. You tense, you wait, you try again. Just when you think you're getting somewhere, the little BM changes its mind and disappears. Finally, part, but only part, emerges. You're stuck. Now what? What transpires typically is a complete reading of the backs of all of the bathroom products within reach. Or if you're not at home, a scrutiny of the curiously entertaining handwritten comments decorating your stall.
That's true.
I'm telling you,
oh,
this guy.
Man.
No, it's good.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, he really does.
I mean, it's not perfect, but he's got the right idea. Yeah.
The guy's name is Michael Mitchell. And he has a publication deal for that book, which is called Twice Around the Bowl, and it is dedicated to us, and
right.
we thank him very much for that.
Fantastic.
And we will continue.
You know, perhaps
with,
we could compose some of our own and send them along. I think it'd be wonderful.
We'll continue with that as the show moves along. Joining us now live from, I think, Times Square.
Oh, nice.
Can we hear Johnny? Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Hey, is this Johnny Constantino?
It is. It is.
John,
you got to see the collection of guys I got out here.
John, which theater?
It's two kids having a lightsaber fight outside of the theater.
Nice.
Which theater are you in front of, Johnny?
I'm in front of the Ziegfeld on 54th and 5th.
And how many morons are in line?
I'd say about 100.
Oh, fantastic. Wow.
About 100.
About,
well, Johnny.
There's a lot of tents out here.
A lot of tents.
So people obviously spent the night waiting to see the great film.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk to some people?
Well, John, do you have the list of questions?
Yes, I do. I got it right here.
All right. Let's just...
No deviation from the script. We just want you to go down the list of questions.
Let's just... let's give it a try. Here it is, our man, John Constantino.
Hey, can I ask you a couple questions for broadcast on CBS? What's your name, man? Michael Norton.
There we go.
How long have you been waiting in line to see Spider-Man? I didn't wait in line for that piece of crap. What's your favorite thing about the Star Wars saga? I would suppose the Force. That's the one thing.
The Force.
Which Star Wars character do you fantasize about the most and why? That's a very terrible question. Fantasize about. I guess I'm a dollar because Natalie Portman's quite a hottie.
Well, yeah, okay.
Trivia question for you. How fast could the Millennium Falcon make the Kessel run? 12 parsecs.
He knows the answer.
Where was the cantina located in episode 4? Mos Eisley, Tatooine. Who's the current Secretary of State? You got me.
Okay.
Oh, somebody's trying to cheat. That was bad. Who won the last Super Bowl? Not a sports person at all. See, that's not fair. I appreciate where this is going, and yes, I'm a big Star Wars geek, but I don't watch the football.
He's got too much attitude.
As nerds as we are out here online.
Keep going, John.
He's
going
to get angry or two with the other questions.
Keep going. I don't pay my face and my cheese on my head on. Do you want to yell at that guy some more about the Packers?
No. Keep going with the questions. He's going to get angrier, Johnny, but you stay with the questions. Stay with the line of questioning.
When do you plan on moving out of your parents' house? Probably by the end of the summer, actually. I'm only there now because my mother died, and I'm taking care of my sister. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. Next question.
Regardless of their gender, when is the last time you had sex with another person? Sunday.
Ah,
nice. How often do you date? Every day. When was the last time you dated? Last night around 11 o'clock in the evening.
You.
Would you like me to ruin the end of episode 2 for you? Would you like to live as long as... Well, here it is. It sucks ass. Good day to you.
Well done, John. Well done.
That was a great first victim.
Yeah.
Someone in a costume.
Then you got to find someone
who... answer some questions for CBS Radio? It's really super fast. Right.
You got to go far down that line. Separate the people so they know you're coming.
Right.
How long have you been waiting online to see Spider-Man? Waiting to see Spider-Man. What's your favorite thing about the Star Wars saga? Everything. I can't pinpoint one certain thing. I love it all.
Nerd.
Which character do you fantasize about the most and why? Natalie Portman, because she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Star Wars trivia. How fast could the Millennium Falcon make the Kessel Run? No cheating. I don't know.
Oh.
Where was the cantina located in episode 4?
And.
Oh, he's just a dumbass.
He's not a real Star Wars fan.
Poor guy.
No, no. Who is the current Secretary of State?
Dumbass.
Can't remember. When do you plan on moving out of your parents' house?
Bill, when is she up there?
Regardless of their gender, when was the last time you had sex with another person? A month ago. How often do you bathe?
Every day.
When was the last time you bathed?
Last night.
Would you like me to ruin the end of episode 2 for you?
Yeah.
It sucks ass. Good day to you.
Right.
Okay.
He's really got that part down. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, is it windy up there?
It's ridiculously windy out here.
Wow. All right, John, move farther up the line and find one more person, please. Right. That guy was not a true Star Wars,
he's got a tent. He's got a tent.
Well, yeah. You know, Johnny, I think you got the people that are really passionate fans, and then you got the people that are just, have too much time on their hands.
He might just be homeless.
Right. Can you find someone who's dressed up like Yoda or something?
Yeah, I'm looking. There's a couple of kids who are having the lightsaber fight. You want to talk to them?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, do it
with
the kids.
They're like 16 or so. Hold on.
Yeah, that's fine. Great.
Hold on. Hey, here they come. Excuse me. Do you mind answering a couple questions for CBS Radio?
Sure.
You weren't sure one of the guys having a fight over there, were you? Yeah. But you are wearing, what is this footage that you're wearing? Hold on. They have a Metro card, but instead of Metro card, it's a Jedi Master card.
Hey! Yeah, fantastic.
And they have a New York City Fan Force pass around his neck. And a T-shirt.
Beautiful.
That's pretty good, right?
All right, then we got our prime suspects right here.
Okay. Are you ready to answer questions?
Sure.
How long have you been waiting in line to see Spider-Man?
I haven't been in line for Spider-Man. I've been in line for Star Wars.
Oh. What's your favorite thing about the Star Wars saga?
I love the myth.
I love the myth.
The myth is very powerful. I think it's a great way of translating the myth.
He thinks the myth is powerful.
Right.
What Star Wars character do you fantasize about the most and why?
Hayden Christensen. It's pretty sexy.
Oh my.
Star Wars trivia now. How fast could the Millennium Falcon make the Kessel Run?
That I don't know.
Where is the cantina located in episode 4?
On Tatooine.
He got that.
Who is the current Secretary of State?
The current Secretary of State? Colin Powell.
Who won the last Super Bowl? Who won the last
Patriots?
When do you plan on moving out of your parents' house?
I did when I was 16. I'm 29 now.
Regardless of their gender, when was the last time you had sex with another person?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
How often do you bathe?
Lying.
Every day.
When was the last time you bathed?
This morning.
Would you like me to reveal the end of episode 2 for you?
No.
Oh, people are running.
No.
Amazing. Well, here it is.
No. It's just running.
Ass. Good day to you. They all ran away.
Yeah.
Passionate Johnny.
I had to scream because they all ran away when I said the end.
Johnny, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job with the
Johnny
ending.
Johnny, do.
She's our New York producer.
John's our New York producer.
Oh, he is.
All right, and Johnny, find one more. Is it this
actually? No.
Why?
More? No, it's boring.
Listen,
I'm moving up closer to the front now.
A few. This is great stuff.
One more, Johnny. Come on.
Go to There's first a huge mass of bears here. Hey, guys, okay, you mind being on CBS Radio? Hey! Watch it. Are they getting obnoxious?
Let me go Johnny an A-hole.
Don't need the curse. Come on, we're just having fun here.
So we go Johnny an A-hole.
What did I say? No, I didn't say it. I saw. Jackass.
They're offended by the sucks ass, I think.
Well, the guy just asked questions who ran over to the group I was about to interview and said, don't talk to him, he's an A-hole.
Oh, I can't imagine why they would do that, Johnny. I like the way you sound indignant about that.
Now he's following me saying, this guy's a dick, don't talk to him. He's right behind me.
Put him on the phone.
Yeah, put him on the phone. Put him on the phone with Johnny.
They want to talk to you. Hold on. Johnny, put him on the phone with us.
Hey, hello. Hey. Hey, Star Wars idiot.
Why are you following me around like that?
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny.
John.
Hey, Star Wars idiot.
Tell him you're live on the radio.
I did. Now I'm stalking him like he was stalking me.
Good.
Now this is interesting. Is he going to come on the radio with us, John?
No, he won't come on. They really want to talk to you. Why are you coming up and down the line with me?
What's he saying, Johnny?
They want to talk just for a couple minutes.
They can
cut
all they want.
On the air,
dude.
We're on the air now.
On the air,
baby. Okay, he doesn't want to talk to me. Now the crowd is rooting him on.
Well, is he going to stop stalking you now?
Well, let's see how far I walk. Let's see if he follows me.
All right, let's see if we can find one more nerd to interview.
All right, that's I'm trying to get as far away from him as I can without him following me.
Maybe now that you turned it around on him, he'll be okay.
Once this guy started yelling, everybody with a lightsaber took off. And I guess he's
solid. Mobilize!
So
stupid!
Oh, they're eating geeked him, I guess.
The force runs.
See, now do you see why it's funny, Leah?
It's only funny now because Johnny's running into some problems. Don't you throw a pen at me, you ass!
It was a pencil. All
right, here he comes again.
It was a pencil that doesn't even have a sharp
end. They still want to talk to you if you want. No. Down in my
chair.
Johnny, are you with anybody or are you solo down there?
I am flying solo on this mission.
Is that guy still harassing you?
Well, he came up to me and asked what show it was from. And then
he walked away?
And then he smirked.
Johnny, why don't you look at him and tell him he has no genitals?
No.
You have no genitals, sir!
Yes. Johnny, don't get your ass kicked.
Tell him he's a eunuch.
Is Johnny a big...
It's a Star Wars line. What's going to happen?
I just don't want you to get hurt, sweetheart.
Honey, listen, this part of the show.
Sounds like an angry mob.
Part of the show. But
those Star Wars freaks.
An angry mob of giant that talk like dick.
Yeah, the next time he comes near you, Johnny, just point at him and say, this man has no genitals.
or just scream Anakin gets his arm cut off.
Now they're asking me my questions back to me.
That's a funny bit. They turned on you, Johnny.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else?
I'm going to try one more guy here.
All right, one more guy.
Hey, you guys mind being on the radio for CDM?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's AEW.
Oh, that's
so
tough.
All right. Whatever.
Now, has he ruined it for everybody, that jerk, Johnny?
He's pretty much ruined it for everybody.
Tell him Obi-Wan Kenobi's a faggot.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's
Johnny.
A faggot!
Johnny, you're going to get your ass kicked!
Say, Yoda likes it up the poop shoot.
Stop, Johnny, don't do that.
I'm a Brooklyn guy, too, so I can handle it.
All right,
it.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Yoda likes it up the poop shoot.
Don't leave alone, Doug.
Leo, you stop this. I'm going to turn your microphone
off. All right.
So. Did you say Yoda? You know what's great is as I'm yelling all these things, CNN is taping.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic.
I thought I'd point that out.
Ted Turner has lost his mind. Scream that. Ted Turner has lost his mind.
Ted Turner has lost his mind.
Why does Ted Turner insist on starting shows at 5 minutes after the hour?
Well, that's a long one. Why does Ted Turner insist on starting shows 5 minutes after the hour?
A long one. And here's one for the CNN people. Lou Dobbs touched me.
Lou Dobbs touched me. Camera doesn't find it funny.
Is anybody going to talk to you, Johnny?
They're all giving me, I looks like you would not believe.
All right, Johnny, you got the camera with you now?
Yes, I do.
All right, well then, we get some pictures of this, and we'll put that up on WNDW.com.
Maybe at the top of your lungs, Johnny, you could yell, the force is for losers.
Forces for losers!
Spider-Man! All right, now, another. Spider-Man rules.
Spider-Man rules!
Okay. Thank you, John.
All right.
Bye, Johnny.
Johnny Constantino.
Good job, Johnny. He's a good boy.
There he is, live from New York.
Wow.
And you know what? I'm going to ban you from saying the B word anymore, okay?
What B word?
Boring.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Horrible.
Okay, I'm telling you. That's right here. This is the bread and butter of our show, baby.
Gold, baby.
This is the bread and butter of our show.
Well, that is coming from a person who has two squeaks, so.
Oh, God. She doesn't forget.
Remember, I am boring.
That's great.
And that's Johnny Constantino.
I like Johnny.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. He's got some balls.
He's a good boy. We got the bigger balls.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like the mystery.
this is...
You know, we did get a guy come close to say, I like the myth.
Yeah.
And the first guy was the guy who actually guessed the speed thing.
He knew it. He knew the speed, and he also knew Mos... Was it Mos Eisley on Tatooine?
Mos Eisley on Tatooine?
Whatever the hell that means.
I like the mysticism.
Rob, find the one that has the thing about how fast the stupid ship goes. Because we actually have the answer from Star Wars.
Hold on one second.
Is that the Christopher Walken thing?
Yes, indeed. If it's a fast ship, You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? Should I have? It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. We're not running Imperial starships, not the local bulk cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Carillion ships now. Old man.
The thing that cracked me up is that first guy said 12 parsecs. Well, actually, less than 12 parsecs.
It meant the Kessel Run. Is that Jimmy Kessel?
Yes, it is.
Not in my show. Hello.
The late Jimmy Kessel.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Yo, Leah's getting kind of boring.
Oh, shut up.
Now stop. Now stop. You're just working her.
She deserves that, though.
You're a riveting person, I'm
sure. She deserves it. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan from Skippack, Pennsylvania.
Hi there.
Lee, I got a proposition for you.
Yeah.
She's excited.
Okay, what is it?
Me and my dog, Pabst, want to stick our...
Okay, that's funny. Okay, sure.
No, I do. And listen.
Shut up.
In your in-betweens.
I don't get it.
I think he somehow... I think he's making reference to the fact that he wants to be involve his dog in some sorted activity.
Your poor dog.
In your in-between.
All I think about is that poor dog having an owner like that.
Your in-between.
I'm a good owner.
You named his dog after the beer.
I'm going to steal that from that guy. You're in betweens.
That's funny.
Good work.
I love your in betweens. That is.
It is. Good
listen,
stuff.
Lots of time the audience is funnier than we are. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're in betweens.
Funny.
Oh, God. How are your in betweens today? Ooh. Hello, Don Mike Show.
I want to hear about the BMs, please.
Well, we want to leave something to the book. Oh, come on now. Don't cry.
The crying guy?
Hello?
You know, I don't think it's the original crying guy. I believe it's the copycat crying guy.
I think he started to cry and then he hung up.
Oh. Now he's gone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Leah.
Uh-huh.
Leah, this morning, I didn't see you in coffee.
Huh?
I see you in tea.
Huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, dear. Dear me. Dear me.
Explain it to me, please.
Now, do not delete that out.
I don't think we're going to be able to explain that on the air.
Do not delete that out. Did she delete that out?
I see you in what?
I will explain it to you during the commercial.
During the break.
I don't see you in... Someone called it that. That was a make us laugh one time.
Yeah.
The guy said, hey, because my wife wanted to buy a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the guy said, I don't see your wife in coffee.
Don't finish it, though.
That's funny. Once again.
We got a prank. Welcome to the show, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Leah. Are you having a good time?
Come on, Leah.
I love people calling and insulting me.
Listen, we get insulted.
But these are just weak men. It's like...
And you're in a room full of
I'm sure these men are wanted.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 weak men in this room right now.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him. He wasn't afraid of experimenting. I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure. He gave me a lot of pleasure.
The Don and Mike Show. And Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
I refuse to play it. The version that the disc jockeys that all the top 40 stations are playing of this Ozzy song. The song is Dreamer. And what they've done is they've taken sound bites from the Osbournes. And, like, let me see, like, ready to go. Sharon.
Do you think this song would be getting any airplay at all if it wasn't for the Osbournes?
It's not a bad song.
It's not a bad song, but I'm still asking. Do you think? I don't think it would be. You would not hear this song on the radio if it wasn't for that show.
Sharon. I love you all so much.
How do they make him lucid enough to, like, roll into a studio and sing like this?
I really shouldn't be drinking alcohol with these pills.
They get Ozzy to go into a studio and speak into a microphone and just go, like that. And they put in a sampling board, and this is basically somebody playing keyboard.
You know, a lot of times with singers, they'll do one line at a time.
Right, exactly.
And then they patch it all together.
Wow. I really cut. Thank you, Ozzy. Very good.
But anyway, that is the rage now, that all these stations are playing this song that have the sound bites cut up, you know, with Kelly saying that she hates Jack and
right.
And Sharon yelling at Ozzy. And anytime there's a hole at all, it's Ozzy just screaming Sharon.
Ozzy and his abused body.
The great Ozzy.
Years of drug use.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, I'm calling from Wichita, so I really have no idea what's going on the show right now. But
right.
Leah, you're doing a good job. And
thank you.
I'm just curious, how it is you always end up working with fat people?
You know, that is a fascinating question. I was actually going to ask you that question myself. You do seem to end up working with fat guys.
Even on Saved by the Bell, your dad was a giant fat guy. And the king and
you sound very skinny.
Are you thin, sir?
Well, I'm not thin.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm not fat either. I'm 6'5", 220. Well,
fat people are people too, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Right. I didn't know if you had a thing for him or
yeah.
It just worked out.
It's a legitimate question. Do you like fat guys?
No, she doesn't.
No, it's not that I don't or like. I mean,
you obviously are very concerned about
your weight. Is
you're concerned about your own weight? You take care of yourself. You work out. You're always thinking about the right things to eat. And you know, let's be honest. There are a lot of portly individuals in the studio, and Kevin is somebody who is
sturdy.
A sturdy man. That's a very good word, sturdy.
I found that his countenance is fuller.
I'm not offended by the question at all, and I'm just kind of curious. So, do you feel more comfortable around men of larger carriage?
No, I don't. It's not that I feel comfortable or less comfortable with skinny people.
It just seemed like you had a good rapport with fat guys, at least all the shows.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, don't worry. Muffins.
But we won't be seeing Leah doing a sitcom with rocker Tommy Lee anytime soon.
No.
I think you're right.
Actually, skinny, too skinny is worse.
Too skinny.
I'd rather have more meat than skinny.
Right. I mean, I hate guys that are skinny enough to wear those, those pants the way women wear them, the hip huggers.
Oh, the hip huggers.
You know, the skinny guys? No,
that's
not at all.
Attractive.
Like the fashion guy on the Today Show?
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It's radio.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. It's Joan Rivers.
Hey, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
I understand you guys have Leon Lemony on your show now.
Leon, that's right.
Uh-huh. Do you remember that time that Joan Rivers called you Leon Lemony?
Yeah.
I just have a question for you.
What's that?
What's Leon wearing today? I'm trying to keep up with her wardrobe, you know.
She's wearing jeans and a very lovely red and white striped top with, I believe, bluebirds on it.
And,
is that true?
Yes.
It's a belly shirt.
Yeah, it's a belly shirt.
You can see her belly button.
Speaking of shirts, can I give Buzz his gift now? He didn't get it yesterday when I bought when I bought you all gifts. Can we bring that in, Lisa, for Buzz?
Dynamite Mike Show. Hello.
Okay. How you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay.
Hey, I never thought I'd say this. Lee's a hot piece of hay, telling you. But she is crapping on everything you're doing.
What's going on?
What do you
What's
mean?
What's going on?
Don't like crapping on everything they're doing.
Oh, it's boring. Stop it.
Already yelled at her about saying it's boring.
Yeah, did you not hear him yell at me already?
Because she doesn't know what's good.
I'm learning. You don't have to be nasty about it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not getting nasty. Believe me.
All right. Thank you for your comments, sweetheart. I'll try to be better.
We have a beautiful gift. Mike, yesterday, I guess, went to a 99-cent store and got us all gifts.
Now, I want to ask you about that. You know, your gift of all of them, I was curious, would you ever wear that hat that I got you, the Batman hat?
No.
What'd you get, Buzz?
Well, let's see. It's a lovely T-shirt with something botanical on it. That's really nice. It's black. I can wear it to church.
It's a big pot. It's a big pot leaf.
I certainly don't want to promote any type of activity on this show, but I would say that if you are on the West Coast and you are looking to find paraphernalia, I would recommend highly Venice Beach. There are probably 40 shops that stock not only those T-shirts, but a wide variety of glass-blown pipes for you down there. And I thought, you know, I would not have purchased that hat. I would think that that would be like a knockoff hat that you would like on a Sunday or a Saturday. I mean, if you were going to wear a baseball cap, that would not be that would be a hat that.
Sorry.
He said no, Mike.
Sorry.
Huh?
He said no.
Sorry.
That's okay. Lisa, did you like your T-shirt that I got? She loved it.
Yeah.
And I know Rob loved the do-rag that I got him with the Confederate flag on.
I should have worn it. I wouldn't have the sunburned head.
But, I mean, I really felt, you know, hey, you set the tone for the whole room yesterday as the outsider came back in, as you were all together, having your special moment together, and I was just the outsider. You know, nobody telling me that the coffee clatch was gathering, and I came in with gifts for everybody. And the gifts, you know, were really just, like, received with,
A giant conspiracy. We all said, let's get together.
Well, I was hurt.
Mike.
My feelings were definitely hurt because, I mean, there I was, you know, and I called Rob and I hear, and then I arrive and it's just like, here he is. And then I bring gifts in and everybody's kind of like, about their gifts, even though it was meant to be kind of a novelty thing. And
okay,
then,
okay.
I mean, it was just a gag. Yeah, but I mean, it's just, and then it's like, and then, I mean, 5 seconds
we had been
after
there
I
an
got
hour.
Gifts for people, 5 seconds,
we had been there an hour.
Okay, well, let's go. Mike's here. Let's go right now.
We had been there 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bitch. Well, I didn't go to lunch with everybody, and I didn't feel bad about that.
You were invited. You were invited to go to lunch.
Okay.
I said, would you like to go to lunch
and
with
also
us?
On a nice boat trip. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
But it's like I called Rob and said, Rob, if anything's going on, call me. And Rob said, I'd call you if anything big was going on. Well, I mean, I'm sorry it wasn't a moon launch. But, you know, I just felt, but it's not a question of not being there. It's a question of when I arrived. You know that feeling you get when you walk into a, and Buzz, I know you're in this club, too. I think we are bonding in this club, too, the outsiders. I think it's pretty much starting to really, and you know what it is? It's all the crap I'm going through. It's real clear right now. People don't want to hang with me anymore, and
there
I understand that. I can accept it. It's fine. It's no problem at all. What is your little note? What did you say there? The Wendell factor. The Wendell factor.
The time that Wendell showed up at when we were having dinner with the Stevenses, and
right.
It was when we were leaving.
Now, Mike, I would point out that you did not invite anyone to go with you to Venice Beach.
Well, that was I thought the way it works, here's the way I think it works, is that, you know, I know that you all didn't bump into each other and say, you know, I just happened to bump in and say, we're going up to that little cocktail lounge.
Jesus Christ, here's the deal. Yes. I called Rob.
Yes.
And I said, hey, there's this room where we're staying where they serve free drinks.
Right.
I said, do you want to go up and get a free drink?
Right.
So it was Rob and I sitting up there.
Right.
Then on his own, Musclehead showed up.
Right.
And Lisa showed up.
Right.
We didn't call either of them to ask them, and we didn't call you.
Well, it's not that as much as
Musclehead. I guess the question would be, why didn't either of you think, hey, where's Mike? Let's call Mike and see if he wants to come.
Mike was at Venice Beach.
Is it so bad?
Did you know that? Did you know that I was at Venice Beach?
To a message.
Can I not have a few moments with my Robbie?
Fine.
The rub down.
I didn't see any.
And here's the thing. It's not a question.
Would have killed you just to leave him a message saying, Mike, we're up in the bar or wherever.
It's not the question. Keep it together.
Stop it, please. Jesus Christ.
It's not the question of not being invited. It's the question of when I arrived with gifts for everyone.
Cheesy,
and then
cheap gifts.
You know, F you, your gift, I gave some thought to. I wasn't even going to think. Your gift was the catalyst for getting everybody gifts. I saw your gift. I said, hey, Batman hat. You know, you got a Batman tattoo. I said, you might like a Batman hat. And then when I saw the Batman hat, and you know, the hats were not cheap. The hats were quality hat. That is a quality hat. That is not an average, you know, cheesy hat.
Do you know the amount of time that it took me when I arrived in my room to deposit that garbage can?
No.
Oh, ouch. Micah. All right, I've gone to school today. Yeah, I've learned today. And then after I gave the gifts, this was it. This was after gifts. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to get rolling right now.
See you later. Mike's here. All right, goodbye, everybody.
See you later. And then Charlie, you know, Charlie gave me the same line instantly. You didn't take anybody to Venice Beach with you.
Let me just ask
you. Anybody's
right
welcome to go. Listen, anywhere I go when I'm out here in California, everybody's welcome to go with me.
Yeah. How many people in this room are having their period right now?
What do you mean?
I know Leah's having her period. Mm-hmm. Are you having your period, too?
I'm not having my period. My feelings were decidedly hurt yesterday when I... Because I really got the impression that when I brought those little novelty gifts for everybody, that everybody was like, it was really under duress to hang out and wait, you know, and it's just like it was really inconvenient.
Well, Mike, I think that was really sweet of you.
Thank you, Leah.
It was.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My shirt.
I do thank
like
you.
It.
Thank you very much.
99-cent store.
Doesn't matter.
It wasn't a 99-cent store.
It doesn't matter where it came from.
The thought that counts.
That's right.
You know, that t-shirt that I got buzzed was like... Don Geronimo and Patrick
Bateman. Well, F you.
That t-shirt that I got buzzed was $20.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's nice.
Yes, this is Terry. I just got a comment from Mike. Somebody's got a little sour grapes, you know, the bodacious babe comes in, and I kind of feel left out, you know?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, I was feeling left out at the hotel. I was feeling like definitely the outside. Not essentially when I'm not being part of it. Like, it would have been much better if I just hadn't even known that they were all up there. It's when I said, I called Rob and I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, we're up at the concierge level. I said, you're going to be there a while. I got some stuff for everybody. Have everybody hang out. And then when I arrived, it was just like, you know when you come to a party late? You know, when you arrive, and then no matter who you are, you're the outsider.
Yes.
That's exactly how I felt.
Christ, it wasn't a party.
Yes, it was.
It's a place where you can go.
You just use that as an example.
What it was.
It was a party.
A free drink.
He felt, you know, when you walk into a party.
What it was just a large group of people talking about Mike.
No.
That's what it was.
Trust me.
It was a bunch of people talking about how bad Mike is.
You were not discussed.
Bad. That's what it was. We better not call Mike. It's time to talk about him. Hey, he's bringing gifts. Well, how ridiculous will they be?
Hello.
Let's humor the bastard.
Not at my show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, it's Dan from Philly.
Hi, Dan.
Leah. I'm reading your Stuff magazine right now, taking some notes.
Okay.
have you met Patrick Bateman yet?
She's meeting him right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's meeting him right now.
They call me Patrick Bateman when I go off on one of these little rants here that I often want to do. And, you know, I've said my piece.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
So listen, everybody on the show, we're all set. We're all meeting without Mike.
Right.
At about 4 o'clock today.
That's right. I'm going to go buy you another hat today.
Hello.
We don't like
hats yesterday.
It's not like you would have given it back to me and I'd go get a refund for it, too.
Everybody, how much was it, really?
I probably like $11.
Yeah.
Probably 11, but maybe 13, either like 13 or $11. No, not
$50.
$50. I could have gotten you the one that was made of leather.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
I'd wear that.
Leather.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. How's Leah?
Good, thank you.
Good. We're so excited you guys are on the show. It's so much fun.
Thank you.
But I called about something really, really important, guys.
What's that, honey?
Bowling.
We're starting bowling again next week.
Okay, well, the problem I'm having is I live down in Southern Maryland.
Right.
That is a problem.
And thanks, I know. My boyfriend works for a bank, and his bank was destroyed in the tornado.
Right.
And they really want to bowl you guys, and I think you guys should come down because it's a special circumstance.
The bank was destroyed during the tornado? Was money blown everywhere?
Everything was destroyed.
Money, FDIC, federally insured.
Oh, it is. I mean, everything's insured, but...
Okay, so are you willing to come up north to do a little bowling?
Yeah, they'll come up. They're the bowling McGroins.
All right, yeah, hold on a second. I'll put you on hold. Lisa, that's line one. Schedule them for bowling, please.
Yeah, make sure somebody lets me know if that's going on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'll
hello.
Someone tells me.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Mike, you know, the gift that you gave them?
Yes.
You should be used to Don's attitude after all these years. I've been listening to you guys this way, and you've never gotten Don anything I don't think that he really likes.
Have I ever gotten you a gift that you really liked?
I would really have to think about it.
So would I. As far as gifts that you've given me, because there was a series of those golf gifts over the years. But I think if I thought hard, I couldn't pull one off the top of my head. But there are probably a couple that I dug.
Yeah, and I think
I've gotten you the stuff that you like.
Yeah, no,
you know, over the years, so I've probably gotten you.
Mike has gotten me stuff that I like, but this hat thing, it was a piece of crap.
I stand by the quality of the garment.
It was a junk.
No, it was not a junk. The hat itself, they had sports hats that were, and I bought a Cal State hat that were legitimate hats you'd see in a regular hat store. So the hat itself, the quality of the garment, it just was the type of hat I thought with the. With the logo, with the Batman logo. I said, you like Batman. And the fact that it ended up in your trash can is fine. I can deal with that.
Well, all right, we love you.
Thank you.
We're really happy to hear you with them. They needed a woman to temper them out, and thank God it's a raunchy woman to go along with those
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you, honey.
We love you. We love you.
Bye-bye. All right.
I'm the first one to say I'm oversensitive. First one right here.
Well, no, it's funny because Don gets upset when he buys Frida something, and Frida doesn't like the bag or something, and he got all... You got all upset about that.
Yes, I did.
But in Mike's defense,
and they were roughly equivalent as far as price.
But Mike thought because you have a Spider-Man?
Batman. He's got a Batman tattoo.
He thought, oh, okay, this would be a cute thing.
Right.
All right. Whatever.
Just let me say, you know what my gift is every day that I bring? I'm here. Okay.
You are the magic.
This is the gift, okay? The misunderstood genius.
All right. Thank you,
this
Don.
Is the gift that I give to all of you every day.
Don, let me tell you something.
And let that be a lesson to you.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't thank God for that gift.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
It keeps giving.
That's why I got the hat.
You might as well just call me S. Claus. K. Kringle. I'm right here. Cinder Claus.
Rain or shine.
I'm right here.
Healthy or not.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't matter. Oh. Absolutely.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Now,
I'm not busting your balls. I was just saying that. I'm saying
healthy or not. Because I had that thing on my throat?
I think you came to play when you were not feeling up to snuff. I think that's terrific. That's why I was giving up. Now, who's being sensitive now? Patrick Bateman and Mike O'Mara. There you go.
All right, get out your newspaper.
Very good.
We got a break first?
We really should.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Well, that's my fault. I just went off. I just had to get something off
Hello.
My chest.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Not you,
me.
Don.
Me.
No, Don and Mike show, too. Don, you're being pretty rude to Mike. Even if you didn't like the gift, you shouldn't have told him that you didn't like it.
Why?
I agree.
No, because, it's the thought that counts.
Please. He got drunk and went down to Venice Beach and went to some crappy tourist shop and picked up a cheap hat. And I've known the guy long enough, and we are men, incidentally. We
Send
are
in the clowns.
We are not.
I did not get drunk. Liquor did not cross my lips when I went down there. I had two beers with lunch.
We are
not. They had worn off.
And he thought about his buddies.
3 hours or four at least had passed since I got those.
$12 he didn't have to spend on you,
and
Don.
And that's not what I do when I get drunk. When I get drunk, I do things for me.
And fight
with people.
Oh. I'm just telling you, it's a piece of crap.
Don, take the hat and shove it up your ass.
Oh, no.
I got somewhere you could shove it, Lee. Some of those guys in red right now. It's nice and red.
There I was, staggering down the boardwalk.
It was a good thought. It really was.
It was, but I don't remember it because I was far too inebriated.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, take care.
You're a sweetheart.
F you.
No, F you, Don. Don't you talk to her like that.
Stupid whore.
Thanks for sticking
up. Shut up.
Oh,
you shut up. You shut up.
She is a nice girl.
No, she's not.
She talks to you very respectfully.
Listen, everybody, you know what? You've not been around this. What I'm saying is you've not been around this.
I'm talking about the girl.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what do you mean this? What are you talking about?
It's not referring to you.
The issue is not the hat. The issue is not the hat. The issue is the having the drinks. And the issue is the not
having the drinks. I didn't have any drinks yesterday when I went to your hat.
When Rob and I were having the drinks.
Oh, the drinks, yes.
That you weren't invited.
Well, thank you for identifying the crux of the matter. Do you know whose fault it is? You know whose fault it really is? It's his fault. Charlie Broyhill.
Really?
Right there. Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie just gave me the finger.
Loves to exclude me. You love to exclude me.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, there.
Don, by the way.
I said it. I know you don't.
Guess who your celebrity burp is?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to let you burp now.
Huh? Why?
I'm going to let you guess.
She said,
burp.
Can she guess?
No, she can't guess.
Why not?
Come because on. It's a taller 100 thing.
I don't want to so monkey. I just want to tell. 100? I just want to be. Don, I
no.
Want to tell.
No.
Don, can
no.
I guess who's a self-centered C? Can I make that guess?
Yeah, who do you think, Rob?
I think it's this caller.
Oh!
Rob!
Hey!
Rob!
Winner!
Rob!
Yes.
Why would you say such a thing about her? I mean,
because
she's not nasty.
She
being
thinks,
very sweet.
She thinks she can circumvent caller 100 and just
I
guess.
She just asked.
Because
that's
she's
all
an
she
only
did.
Child. Are you not an only child?
Well, what I think right now is this woman is simply taking the spotlight off
I
of
don't
me.
I just want to tell everybody who it is.
Honey, listen, I tell you what. I'm going to go through my garbage. I'm going to find you the rubber Batman hat.
It was made out of cloth. It had a rubber logo. It did have a rubber logo, didn't it? I just realized really why you really threw it away, though.
Yeah.
I might have had a shot if it was, like, embroidered or something like
it
that.
Was a rubber,
it was embroidered?
It was a rubber, like, Batman.
It was
I
what?
We just identified the reason he threw it away.
Wait,
baby,
what?
I'm telling you.
It's the first thing that's made sense to me.
Piece of garbage hat. It was a regular baseball hat, but it had this stupid rubber Batman on the front of it.
Like an iron on.
Yeah, now do you understand?
Yeah, it's not a great gift.
No, okay. You know, I just remembered that. It did have rubber.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody.
rubber
thank you. And, Chris, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you ready to apologize to me now?
I'm so sorry, Don.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And, Rob, you should apologize for calling her a whore.
I'm sorry.
You called me a whore.
I never
have. Rob, you should apologize. You see, she's big.
That's
she turned
true.
Around and said, and she apologized to Don for her mistake.
We had differences, and I'm sorry if you're offended.
Oh, no.
No, that's not an apology. Yeah. Sorry you're offended.
And let me, hey,
sorry,
let me
say.
No.
Sorry you were offended by my rudeness.
And I say to everybody, I'm really sorry if you didn't like the gifts I gave you.
I love the gift.
Mike, I think
flip
it was
us off.
A great, great gesture.
Thank you, ma'am.
Chris, I'm sorry. Sorry I called you a C.
Thank you.
But I'm proud I identified you as an only child.
Well, how did you get that?
I just know.
Stop it.
That's not right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye,
Leah.
Bye. Sorry,
Rob.
Don't
that was very
along.
Big of you.
Yeah, she's off to figure out other things that benefit her.
I thought that went well.
I did too.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is that it?
Well, I don't eat very much, and with the enemies.
Your stool, Miss Lightbody, quite frankly, is pathetic. Formless, mushy, and foul-smelling. Put it away, nurse.
How should they be?
My own stool, sir, are perfect. They are gigantic and have no more odor than a hot biscuit.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Listen, Stones tickets to give away.
Wow.
We have front row Stones tickets.
Wow.
Stones in D.C.
Boy, you can actually smell Keith.
At RFK Stadium.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. It's a Don and Mike.
We'll be giving them away tomorrow. You can win these tickets. And if you're from out of town, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, we'll bring you to D.C. Front row seats for the Rolling Stones. And we have seats that are not quite front row seats that we'll be giving away also.
I think they're third
show.
Row.
Third row, Rob, don't lie.
You can still smell Keith.
Yeah.
Third row from the back.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. It's a ton of mine.
You can smell Keith at RFK.
Very soon.
From here.
Yeah, very soon. On the show today, Leah Remini makes the call for you.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's coming up tomorrow. A room full of Van Pattens. also live joining us tomorrow, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, I love Mr. Skin.
Will be on the show.
Jim.
And, yes, Jim Skin. Much as I'd like to get back to the BM book,
right.
Let me switch music here because, for goodness sakes, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's only one thing.
Gotta do it.
Get out your copy of USA Today. You got yours, Mike?
I've got it right here.
And I think I got my music ready.
Let's get right to it, shall we?
I don't think he's going to let us down this week.
I don't think so. I took a peek.
The final word. Like Craig Wilson.
Feelings.
Ask yourself this morning, would I do this for free?
Nothing more than feelings.
A story out of Berlin, New Hampshire, caught my eye the other day.
Trying to
it seems the town librarian, Yvonne Thomas, decided to retire and volunteer rather than cut the public library's book budget by 8%.
So Thomas who has worked at the library for 28 years, retired one day, and returned as a volunteer the next.
She was quoted in the Manchester Union Leader as saying, "If there's no money for books, this becomes a bad museum."
I don't know Yvonne Thomas, but I'd like to buy her a drink or a book. Both if she wants.
Would I volunteer to write this column for free if the publisher said he couldn't pay me any longer because of budget cuts? Well, I do like to eat. And I do have a weakness for nice hotels. But you know, I would.
Thomas and I are among the blessed who actually like what we do for a living.
Or a living.
Enough so that we do it for free.
Years ago, I'd go to the office Christmas party, and a colleague's husband would always corner me.
"You know, Craig, I only have 12 more years before I retire,"
he'd say.
"And then it would be 11 years and then 10.
He was counting down the months from a decade out. The annual conversation was a bit of a downer for me, so I began avoiding him. Something I feel a little bad about now because he finally retired and then promptly died.
God damn it, you got the best one again this week. I always wanted to tell him to quit. Move to Northern California. And grow grapes or marijuana. Or whatever it was that made him happy. Easier said than done, of course. Life has a way of painting us all into our little corners.
Whenever I'm walking the dog in the morning, watching people head off to work, I wonder if where they're going is where they want to be. Would they be on the way to the subway or the freeway if they weren't getting paid?
Would you work just for the love of what you do? Would you be willing to do what you do for free? Open a bookshop in Boulder? A coffee house in Santa Fe?
I'd crew a sailboat for a year.
Oh, my God.
As it made its way around the world. I'd do that in a second. No questions asked. Wouldn't even ask for food money.
I've always wanted to run a little inn in the Berkshires. Where I'd meet my guests out on the porch in the summer and chat with them around the fireplace in the winter. Hold on a second.
It always runs out.
That's right.
The music ran out, and that's why we have to remind you what you're listening to on the Don and Mike Show.
From the USA Today, The Final Word
by Craig Wilson.
A place where I'd meet my guests out on the porch in the summer and chat with them around the fireplace in winter. I do that for free, too. Which is probably good, since I suspect little inns in the Berkshires are more a labor of love than a money-making proposition.
But that's okay. It's called passion, not profit. And it's something sorely lacking in today's society, Buster.
I was talking to a recently minted... University of Michigan grad the other day. He didn't know what he was going to do. Though he thought he'd try to go to New York and work at a big investment house. How long had he been interested in high finance, I asked?
"I'm not," he replied. "I just want to make tons of money, Craig."
I think there's a librarian up in New Hampshire he needs to meet.
It is.
Final word.
Hi,
Craig Wilson.
Oh, that's marvelous. Well, we know what he wants to do now. He wants to open up a little inn in the Berkshires.
Right. Talk to his guests.
Walk his dog.
Good morning.
Murphy.
I'm Craig.
Work with sailors.
Would you like to come over and sit next to the fireplace with me in the winter?
Thank you.
I thought you got the best paragraph.
Yes.
Because it was the guy who only has 12 more years to retire.
I feel bad about it now because he finally retired, then
probably died.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Wilson.
I wanted to tell him to quit. Move to California. Grow marijuana.
Open a bookshop in Boulder. A coffee house in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. I don't know Yvonne Thomas. But I'd like to buy her a drink. Or a book.
Or both.
She retired, then died.
That guy never lets us down.
Yes, there he is.
Every Wednesday. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Thank you, Gregory.
You'll learn to love that, Leah.
No.
Yeah, you'll learn.
I didn't say a word.
You will learn to look in advance on USA Today online to read the column.
All right.
To find out what it is that we're going to be discussing.
Okay.
Because we just read it verbatim.
All right.
We love that column.
I didn't say a word.
It's great.
We love it, and it's mediocrity.
I didn't say a word.
I know you didn't say a word. No, but I also heard you laughing.
I did.
You heard you laugh. Heard it.
You laughed. The magic
you didn't.
Wilson.
I think you probably liked the part where he probably died.
No, you won't admit that, but that's probably true. 12 years, 11 years, 10 years. He retired. Probably died.
I'd like to sit around the fire and chat with my guests at myself at breakfast in the Berkshires.
Hi, I'm Craig. This is Jack. And my dog, Murphy.
I'm going to sail around the world.
I'd do it for free.
Port of call.
With sailors.
Bob and Marcia.
Yes.
I'd like you to say hello to Leah and Angelo.
Hello.
Bob and Martha staying in chalet number one.
Very nice to meet you.
And you'll be in chalet number two.
Chalet number two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I live in chalet number two.
All the time.
Hello, John and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, you got Jeremy from Scranton. Just want to see you guys rock.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. You'll be staying in the Minnelli suite.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello there.
Oh, Craig Wilson, so funny today. I know that you guys must have been laughing your ass off on last Friday when he did that special garbage hunt at the University of Michigan.
Oh, hold on. Did we miss a Craig Wilson article?
Oh, I highlighted it for you. Did you not go to it?
No.
He did a long thing.
Oh, it was a riot.
Oh, no.
We have to retrieve it.
I'm sure it's still online, but he...
Yeah, it's got to be in the archives, because it talked about how he goes up looking to restyle a studio apartment with all the throwaway furniture from the University of Michigan.
Oh, man.
Oh, he broke it down.
On about how there was like a porch with two Adirondack chairs on it. Oh, what I wouldn't give for them. But they're still there.
So funny.
God damn it. How can we miss that?
Other dumpster diggers and stuff. You guys, Rob, you got to find
it. Yeah, Rob,
I will find it. We had a real busy show last Friday. I highlighted it for you, man.
It was like the highlight of my day at work. I flipped through and I see Craig Wilson. I'm like, what? On a Friday?
Yeah. Thank you. I read it
and it was so funny.
Thank you for the trip. The tip. I promise we'll find it.
I'm Craig Wilson, a dumpster digger.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Cheers.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Just letting you know we got another jumper in D.C. clogging up traffic again.
Where is the jumper?
Don't know. It's coming out of D.C., coming over to 295 South. Got helicopters and police all over the place.
What's the bridge? Are you sure it's a jumper?
Yeah, it's hanging off the edge of the bridge.
Coming over 295, there's no real dangerous bridge, I don't think, in that area. Unless, of course, you jump into traffic.
What bridge?
To be honest with you, I'm not exactly from here. I couldn't tell you exactly the name of the bridge, but it's heading over to 295.
All right, well, you know what? I'm not going to be able to give you my standard rant on this until...
If it's down around 295, there is a chance it could be the Woodrow Wilson Bridge again, which seems to be the most popular bridge for jumpers.
If it is the Wilson Bridge,
good jumping,
then Joe Get Ready with Jump by Van Halen. But I'm not going to go with that until we know for sure that it's a jumper.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Leah, make a call for me.
Pardon me? Oh, right. Oh, Leah makes the call. Yes, that's coming up right now. As a matter of fact, I'll tease that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, well, let's find out from this guy. Who would you like Leah to call? And the point of Leah makes the call is just like Pete Johnson makes the call, Carly Broyhill makes the call.
Very simple premise with this, and it's something that where you can help our listeners, and I know you'd like to do that.
An awkward position that someone was in. For instance, if I was playing the game, I would ask you, Leah, to call Mike and tell Mike I didn't like the rubber Batman hat that he got me.
Yeah, because Don probably wouldn't, if I hadn't brought it up, he probably wouldn't have said a thing to me. And if he wanted to let me know, he knows that that would hurt me, and you could probably handle it in a deft way.
So you would call and you'd say, hi, Mike O'Mara, this is Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Hello, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I caught on. You want me to act it out now?
No.
I'm playing.
No, it's okay.
All right. So, listen, hi, what's your name, sir?
No need.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where are you from, Jeff?
I'm calling from Media, Pennsylvania.
All right, beautiful. What is it that you would like Leah to say to someone for you?
I really would like her to call my ex-girlfriend, who is my ex-boss's fiancé, and say, good luck raising my kid next month.
Wow. See, that's a perfect example. We'd go with that. Good luck raising my kid next month.
Fine.
Hold on, you're a finalist.
Yeah, they're having my kid. I was the biological father. I was just a sperm donor.
I'm not sure I understand.
I feel bad. No. What happened is his wife is pregnant, or right. his ex is pregnant. With his child.
With his baby.
They split up while she was pregnant?
But she has left this guy who's calling for her boss or your boss?
Well, no, she was my boss's girlfriend when I first started dating her, Leah. And then after she got pregnant, she went and bought her a car and she went home to him.
And now, she's got your...
Rob, I'm confused, but I'm not sure. He's not communicating it effectively.
No, I normally speak idiot, but I can't quite...
No.
I got
he
it.
Was cheating. She was cheating on her boyfriend with this guy on the phone, who was her boss.
But the baby, is his.
Right, but then while she was with him,
does the boss think that the baby is his?
So, yeah, she knows. He knows, too. He doesn't care.
Oh, he knows.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't want to make that call.
So you're a finalist.
No, I don't want to make that call.
Oh, come on.
Because I feel bad that there's a child involved, and it's just...
But the child's still in her stomach.
I understand, but you know what? Yeah. Women are horrible when it comes to these fathers and kids, you know.
So he's a finalist, so it might not be the winner, right?
Well, it could be Donnie makes the call. I wouldn't mind making that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that one.
You guys make
naked
that call.
Cruelty?
Hey, yeah, you know what? That could be an
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Sure.
We could do that first.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we could do that one right now.
Right now.
I could do it in 1 minute.
Absolutely.
If you hold on, get the, at least get the number. And line five, we'll have to call and get
it's
the
It's a message
permission.
From this guy who sounds a little bitter, frankly.
I didn't get that.
All
right, let me explain. Rob.
No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
All right.
This is another different...
Because I'm often confused, so I...
This is a different thing we do, Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Okay, what's that?
Where I will just... I just... Whatever has to be said, I say it.
Oh, okay.
Just, I'm nakedly cruel.
Okay.
And,
as opposed to the other times when you're just... blatantly nice?
Wow. Watch it.
Sorry?
Watch it.
All right.
Watch it.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, God. I see you in coffee.
I'm sorry. That was so seventh grade.
What it was so seventh grade?
What that guy did.
Coffee tea joke.
Yeah,
I know.
It was very stupid.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Are you got the number, Leah? Or Lisa?
Anybody?
So many broads. You got the number?
Yeah.
All right,
you'll have to call out on one of these lines.
Okay. Well,
and the line is going to be good luck raising my kid.
Yeah, right. you have to call and tell them that they're getting on the air.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know. Let me find out. Hey, are
boss.
You still there?
His name's Boss.
Are you there?
Her name's Maggie. His name's George.
Maggie and George.
And your name? And your name, sir?
Johnny Appleseed. Yeah.
Is what?
Jeff.
Maggie.
Yeah.
This is a message from Jeff.
George.
Yeah, I don't have nothing to do with him.
From Jeff. All right.
Well, you have to.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. All right, now let me see. Robbie, did we bring any of the Naked Cruelty music with us?
No.
Oh, my phone's
ringing. This might be a substitute thing.
He likes it.
Nasty. Can you get nasty?
Naked, cruel. Naked, cruel.
All right, we'll go with that.
Okay, good.
We'll go with that as the theme. And everybody else should be calling for Leah Makes the Call for you at 877-365-3636.
Very good.
She will make, for instance, here's a guy. I think you'll like this one, Leah. Are you, what, are you answering your cell phone?
She's getting
it off.
Okay. Here's Jim from Philadelphia. Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, Leah Makes the Call. What call would you like Leah to make for you?
At first, I was going to have her call and ask my boss for a raise.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bye. I got a better one. I want her to call my girlfriend and tell her that I'm cheating on her with Leah.
No.
But that would be a lie.
That's
because
not true.
You're not. Do you really want Leah to call your boss and ask for a raise?
Yeah.
All right. Would that be good in pedestrian? That'd be okay for you to do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Try to just keep that enthusiasm down to a dull
roar. I was hoping there would be some kind of injustice that was done to
somebody.
Oh, you
wanted to right or wrong. Well,
like a Leah on your side.
Like a bogey, what's his name?
You're listening to
the Slosky guy on CBS?
Yeah,
I'll fight for you.
A Leah on your side.
I love that guy.
That's not what we're about.
I love it. Can we do something nice on this show?
This guy deserves a raise. You're going to help him get a raise.
How do I know if he deserves a raise?
Yeah, he doesn't sound to me like he deserves a raise.
He just wanted me to tell his girlfriend he was cheating on her with me.
He sounds like he's
what
a slacker.
What a sweetie pie.
Hello, Don of Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
I want to call and ask Leah for a date.
Well, no.
That's
not
a boyfriend.
That's not what we're doing.
It's not the concept of Leah making.
Now, the idea of you calling asking for a raise for that guy, if he is a slacker, you see, the boss will tell you the reasons why the guy shouldn't have a raise.
Right. Right. Oh, good. You see, he found the comedy.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
And then justice will be done.
Hello.
Can I have Leah make a call for me?
Who do you want her to call?
I got a little brother that is getting arrested all the time. He's always screwing up.
See?
Wait. Yeah.
I wanted to call him and tell him to pick his ass up and do something.
Can you talk into the phone?
What
did you do? Just take the phone away from your mouth?
Who, me?
Wait, what was that?
So your brother's getting in trouble and he's getting arrested all the time.
How old is he?
He's 19.
All right.
He's 19 and he's really been doing a lot of things.
All right.
And I'm sorry.
So you want Leah to call and tell him to straighten his ass out?
Oh yeah,
or maybe she could call and say, "Hey, my brother's got a little attention deficit."
Hold on,
if something drives by me like a car that I like,
hold on a second. All right, there's two good ones. You call with a guy asking for the raise,
yeah.
And you call the brother.
Please call my brother and tell him, "Hey, look at that bird over there."
I'm still waiting to do naked cruelty here.
All right, you do yours, guys.
Lisa, you got the guy on the phone. You got either Maggie or George on the telephone. What's the then, you know what?
Of course not.
Bring me a phone.
My cell phone?
Yeah. I'll just call her up just with my end of the conversation.
Maggie doesn't want to be on the air, apparently.
No, that's the thing. We have to ask. Bring the number in.
And bring the number to him.
Simply call her on a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So you still get to hear a bit of
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty. Naked Cruel. Naked Cruel.
Naked Cruelty. Donna Mike Show exclusive.
Make it really cool. Make it cool. Make it really cool.
Let me know when it rings.
Really cruel.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hold on. You cruel?
Can you be cruel?
Can you?
Is this Maggie?
You're not on the air, Maggie.
Is this Maggie? Maggie, my name is Don, and you're not on the radio right now, but I'm calling you on behalf of Jeff. And I want to tell you that you are a stupid, heartless bitch, that you are carrying Jeff's baby in your stomach, yet you have left him for George. And you are the lowest, you dumb whore. God, you are awful. You're awful.
Sounds like he might be getting a little bit mad.
How can I get a big, fat, effing lawsuit on my ass for calling you and telling you that you are an awful, awful, evil person? Harassment? How am I harassing you, honey? Prove it, baby. Prove it. You know who really thinks you're awful? The Lord Jesus. Because what you did is you effed with Jeff. And I mean, really, you effed. You let him plant your demon seed, and then while the baby is growing in your stomach, you had the balls to leave him for George. And why is that? Because George bought you a car? Am I getting any facts wrong here? Hello? Maggie? Maggie?
Is she there?
That'll do it for this edition of Don Geronimo.
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty is a copyrighted feature. Don's cruelty is his own. Does not represent the views of the station. That's not from the fault.
There you go. All right. That's how Naked Cruelty goes.
I gotcha.
Normally it's better with a person.
Sounds like she was giving a little back to you there.
Yeah. She said, you're going to get an effing lawsuit.
Is that true?
Well, then what can she sue me for? For telling her she's a stupid bitch?
Yeah.
No. Nobody knows who she is.
Nakedly Cruel is a copyrighted feature. Join Don again soon for more Naked Cruelty.
It works better, though, when the person's on the phone.
Right? I think your side was funny.
When you can hear it. So when we come back, something totally different. It's Leah. Leah makes the call. Hold on. The jumper in D.C. is on the 11th Street Bridge.
That's like, well, what bridge is that?
That's like jumping off the third. That's like, you know, that's like jumping off.
It's like taking a swim.
Yeah.
It's like jumping off a diving board.
Yeah, Joe, this is not even worth my.
You always have to account for the current.
I think the cops should just shoot him.
Current events.
Just shoot him.
There you go.
And don't use the rubber bullets. Just shoot him. But listen, really, if you're going to kill yourself, for God's sakes, do it. just do it. Leah, I hate it when people tie up traffic. People have places they have to go, meetings they have to get to, jobs and families, and you got some idiot who can't make his or her mind up if they're going to kill themselves when they're up on a bridge, and I always tell them, jump. Why did you climb up there in the first
place?
And
it's a good segue out of Naked Cruelty. We should label this entire segment as Feel the Love.
Feel the Love.
Feel the Love.
All right, so if everybody's ready, we will play Leah. Makes the call for you.
Wonderful. Now, see, that's different music right
happy
there.
Music. Yeah.
See, it's a different tone altogether.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call us.
Leah talks to jumpers.
With your non-cruel situations for Leah, and she will make the call for you when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Well, I guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just Would you just let me... You're not... Give me a...
Oh. Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, and Leah's ready to make the call.
Come shizzle on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, we got a bunch of different people you can choose from here, Leah. I want to mention somebody will win Stones tickets. You can win them before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale Saturday, 9 a.m. FedEx Field box office. I guess they're playing FedEx Field, not RFK Stadium.
Oh, okay, good.
And on all Ticketmaster locations, online at Ticketmaster.com and CC.com.
Mick.
Now we have the guy. We have the.
This is Keith. Yeah, the richest. It's John and Mike.
We have Jimmy from Philadelphia who wants a raise.
Yeah.
We have Jeremy from Philadelphia who wants you to dump his girlfriend.
Really? That can't be possible.
We have Rick from Virginia who wants you to call his damn insurance company.
Right.
And why? We have June. We'll find out in a second.
Okay.
June, the fat girl from New York.
The girl from Queens?
Yeah, the really fat girl.
Right.
Who wants her brother to fix her car.
She's sturdy, Don.
She's sturdy and she has a lovely tattoo of a rose.
Rick.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Rick. Hi, welcome to the show. What about calling the damn insurance company? What is that about?
My wife, because she was the one that got into the accident, and she's been really lackadaisical about calling the insurance company. She says, I'll get around to it. And it's like, no, call the insurance company. You hit another car. And she just does not seem to want to do it.
Perfect. The perfect call for Leah to make.
No, because why can't you do it?
Leah,
she won't listen to me.
Honey, with all the energy you put into asking her to do it, pick up the damn phone and call.
Leah, do you want Leah to call your insurance company or call your wife
to... Call my wife to get her to call insurance company.
See, he wants you to call the wife to say, hey, get off your button and call the insurance company. Your husband really wants you. So you don't have to call the insurance company.
All right, what do you guys think? I mean, about the kid?
Yes, do it.
The kid with the...
Do this one.
The kid's brother, whose brother is messing up.
Right.
Okay.
I like all of them.
The guy breaking up the girlfriend, he's completely out. I'm not breaking up with him, his girlfriend.
All right, hold on. Let's talk to June, the fat girl.
Don't call me that.
Wait. Honey, it's okay.
She's getting the surgery.
Hello, June. Really
nice. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, baby. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Who do you want Leah to call? Your brother?
My brother, who's promised to fix my freaking car that's sitting outside for like a month now.
Now, this is Queens. This is perfect, Leah. You
I
know,
think I should
this,
call
this
him.
Is, this would be
I
terrific.
Think I should
hold
him.
On a second. And I've been told that I got line two wrong. Jeremy in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
What do you want Leah to make the call for?
Yeah, and I don't. Not my girlfriend. My girlfriend's the best. It's my buddy's girlfriend. I live with him, and she's the most worthless piece of crap around. And I'd really, really. He thinks he's not good enough to get anyone else, so he's just sitting with this one for like 4 years now.
So in essence, you want Leah to call your friend to tell your friend that his current girlfriend is worthless and he can do better.
A lot better. And we all told him, but he don't listen. Maybe he'll listen this time. And it'll be really good.
Well, that's calling the boy.
Right.
The boy.
That's the boy. Yeah.
That's calling the young boy,
the
Leah.
Boy.
I vote for
call
that
the
one.
Boy.
I vote for that one.
I appreciate it.
I like either that one or calling the wife to tell her to call the goddamn insurance company.
And if you do that, Leo, maybe you could pay the deductible also.
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would happen. let me see. Okay, and then there's the raise guy, right?
Yeah, the raise guy who was a bit of a dullard, which might be interesting because then you could get the perspective from his boss.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, so what's the choice?
I don't know. What do you guys choose?
I like to do all of them.
I don't like the insurance thing seems silly. Like, she should just... Yeah, I don't know. That's just...
Honey, it's a silly show.
I know. I'm not...
Why don't we warm up with the raise guy? Because I think you would be very good at trying to convince somebody to get a raise.
I disagree. Let's warm up with... Since it's a boss...
Let's call June's brother first. He seems like an easy one.
June's brother?
Yeah.
Let's go with Jeremy first. I like the guy, calling the guy to tell him that his friends think that he can do better than his current girlfriend.
Because he's a good guy.
How do you know that? I want to talk to her and say what?
Christ. Get the guy on the phone. Line two. Jeremy.
You say your friends.
Jeremy.
You better.
Yeah, it's me.
Jeremy, give Leah some background on this.
Okay, I'm going to have to tell you that you won't be able to talk to her because she can hardly put sentences together.
That's all right, now, you're going to be talking to the guy. What's the guy's name?
Your brother. What's his name?
Oh, it's not my brother. It's my good friend.
What's his name?
His name's Steve, and we call him the boy.
Steve the boy.
The boy. Hey, I was right about that.
Yeah, you're
call the boy.
The boy.
Yeah, it took us like a long time to get her to even like help around the house and wash dishes. She won't cook them anything. She doesn't cook herself anything. All they do is go McDonald's food every night. It's really a shame because he's a good guy.
And what's her name?
Her name is Angie.
And why do you, the friend, dislike Angie so much?
She's just, you know, I wouldn't say she's a bad person. Let's just say it's in the gene pool. And I don't know. I think they were all bred a little too close. And maybe it's not her fault, but definitely there's no room in his life for her, I guarantee.
Yeah, did Angie dump you?
No.
All right, hold on a second.
Now, this is Jeremy, right?
So Steve is on line number 8 right now. And Steve is the guy you're going to be giving the message to. Steve!
Hey.
Hi, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
And Steve, what city do you live in?
I live in outside of Allentown.
Ah, so you're listening on... you could hear us on WYSP or in Wilkes-Barre. Say hello to TV star Leah Remini.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Leah's a star of the TV show King of Queens.
And Leah's going to pass along some information from your friends that she feels is important and we all feel is important.
And we're calling this segment Leah Makes the Call for You. So now let's turn it over to TV star Leah Remini.
Steve?
Hi.
So your friends seem to think that you can do better than Angie.
Apparently.
Okay. So how do you... Now, if 15 people tell you the same thing, do you think you're the only one who's right? And these are your close friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you think they're all wrong and you're right?
Well, I guess I'm just not ready to make a decision yet.
Okay, and why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm lazy.
But, Steve, are you in love with her? I mean, do you feel that this is the woman of your dreams?
Sometimes.
Okay, so when you say sometimes, how come you haven't married her in those sometimes?
Because I'm only 22.
Okay, so
at this point, I would advise you to cut to the chase and simply pass along the message.
Oh, I just pass it along?
Pass along the message.
Oh, I thought I was going to try to help him make a decision.
No, you just, it's Leah makes the call. You're simply saying what the friends want to say.
Well, okay, your friends think that Angie sucks.
Right.
And she's useless in your life, and you could do better. And
there
the only reason why you're staying with Angie is because you're scared that you won't find anybody else.
That's my girl.
That's what they said, honey.
That's what they say, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That's
bye-bye.
It?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't get to counsel him?
No need.
No,
you're simply the spokesperson. You see, coming from you, it's simply more effective. More influential.
Now let's try the wife.
Okay.
Okay?
What's her name?
Very good. This is the insurance company?
Yeah.
This is really telling this wife to get off her butt and really do that. Now, I think you'd be good at this, Leah.
Rick, what is your wife's name?
Donna.
And how long ago was Donna involved in the accident?
Last Friday.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Today's only Wednesday.
Yeah, and you're supposed to report it right away when you hit somebody, I thought.
Absolutely.
Well, within 30 days, I believe.
She's dragging her feet.
Yes.
I'm with this guy 100%.
Was she at fault?
According to her, no. According to my son and Terry, yes.
According to what?
My son was in the car, yes.
According to your son, yes. Of course.
How old is your son?
He's 14.
14.
14.
That wonderful age. Well, you know what? She'd be at fault no matter what she did if he's 14.
All right, hold on just a moment. We are going to get, and her name was Donna?
Donna.
Donna. All right, we're going to get Donna on
and
the phone.
And the message really is, what are you waiting for?
All right, and while, while we're waiting, Jeremy, how do you think that call went?
Oh, you guys are great. I think you guys are real good at what you do. And thanks, Leah. That was perfect.
See, I feel bad for him.
You made a friend.
You
feel
bad?
This is Leah makes the call.
You're helping. If you feel bad for him.
I'm helping if I don't sit and talk to Steve and make him feel stronger about himself.
Oh, come on.
Hey, but if you feel bad for him, think about Angie.
Listen, you really want to help people, honey.
Good point there, Mike. How the hell it was, but all right.
You really want to help people, you know, go volunteer at a soup kitchen. We're doing a radio show. Here is, here is Donna, who is on the phone now. Donna.
Hi, Don.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air, and joining us now on the show for now and forever is our friend TV star Leah Remini.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Donna.
And we're doing a segment called Leah Makes the Call, and Leah's calling on behalf of your husband, Rick. Here now is Leah.
Donna?
Yes?
Rick?
I know I got an accident last Friday, and I haven't called up yet.
Okay, but Rick wanted me to say, ask you if you can make that call today.
Well, I did call twice yesterday, and the lines are tied up.
Okay, but did you keep trying, Donna?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because I have, other priorities.
I understand. You're a mom.
Walking my dogs. I got a little puppy.
I understand.
Hold on a second, Donna. Hold on a second. Rick, what does Leah need to say here?
Have her call. She called twice as busy. Oh, sorry, I can't do it. I have to wait till next year sometime.
All right. So you want Leah to be more forceful?
Called during the day. It's not like she has a job or anything.
Okay. Hold on a second. All right, go with that, Leah.
Donna.
I do have a job. I heard him.
Donna.
Job taking care of the family.
Yeah.
Donna,
yeah.
I'm with you on this. When I told Rick he should get off his lazy ass to make a call so damn badly, Rick should stop calling radio stations and wasting time. No. He could have been on the phone with the insurance company by now.
Things have gone terribly wrong here.
Rick.
Jesus, Rick. Donna has a puppy at home. Do you know?
Rick.
Let me tell you something. I have a puppy, and they are a lot of work, and a 14-year-old. Who the hell is Rick to be on his high horse? Rick has been on hold all this time. Rick, why don't you get another line going and call the damn insurance company for your wife?
I'm sorry. I wasn't the one that hit somebody.
So what, Rick? You're the man of the house. Take care of your wife.
Then you should say I should take the car away from her because she hits many things, right?
That's right.
So take the car away from her.
Take the car away.
Take the cat
back in the
ass. Your errands.
What's the dog's name?
It's we have two dogs. One's Leonardo Armani Passacci, and the other one's name is Sydney.
What the hell was that first name?
Leonardo. Passacci.
Leonardo.
He's an Italian Greyhound.
Tell you what, here's what you do.
Leonardo's the first dog educated in
Rick,
habit.
Make the call for Donna,
what
please.
What you do is you say to Donna that if she doesn't make the call when you get home from work today,
she'll never leave the home.
If anything about those dogs, I'm going to punch you right in the stomach.
Leonardo's going out for a very long walk.
I'm punching you right in the stomach.
Leonardo's going. You're going to take Leonardo out for a walk, and don't you hit me, Leah.
Wow.
Hold on a second. God damn, I got to do everything on the show.
You will eat Leonardo.
Donna.
Yes, sir.
Listen, call the insurance company.
Well, did your wife call the insurance company yet?
Did my wife call the insurance company for the house? Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Okay.
That's the way.
All right.
Yes, she did.
Donna, really? I mean, you've got a puppy. Are we supposed to be sympathetic about that?
I've got a puppy.
And a son.
He's got to go out all the time.
Yes.
I assume the son is
They've got to go out every 5 minutes.
Well, he has been sick for the last 3 days.
Honey,
he finally did go to school today.
What the hell is Rick doing?
Donna, you listen to me right now.
I just the dog.
Oh, I go to work.
Boo-hoo.
I have a job. Boo. Look at me. I get so much in a relationship.
Donna probably cooks, cleans, takes care of the puppies, takes care of the 14-year-old, and Rick just goes to work.
Listen, Donna, you
call. Me want me dinner, woman.
You call the insurance today.
And then me want to get laid, woman.
Or Leonardo is going to have a date with rice and soy sauce.
Oh, no.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Oh, no, here she comes.
Oh, no.
That's right. I'm going to take that dog, and I am going to send that dog to a Chinese restaurant. Don't scratch me. Don't touch the merchandise.
Right, just looking at you.
Hey, wow, that's great dog.
All right, Rick,
go
I'm sorry.
Hell, man.
What can I say?
Well, it didn't go in the direction we wanted it to go in, Rick, but, you know, we can't control Ms. Remini. I think that's very obvious.
Obviously, she's never had that. Never mind, I won't say that.
No.
Never had what, Rick?
Never had Angela get an accident or something and have to take care of
all the time.
Do you cook and clean all the time, too?
No, I clean all the time.
Oh, and why do you have a maid?
Well, I'm a clean person.
Well, oh, okay.
All right, listen.
Yes, I clean, I cook, I take care of Angelo's errands, things that he doesn't do. I don't sit there and bitch at him, do it, do it, do it. I just make the damn call myself.
I mean, this is no personal, what, works 2 months out of the year?
Well, I'm sorry,
that
this call seems like it was very had on you.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian, Portland. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Leah, I love you. Me and my wife love you on your show. But you know what? Have you ever heard Pete Johnson make the call?
Who?
Pete.
That's our engineer.
No, why?
Pete's the one that does it right.
Well, no, okay. See, with Pete, though, we write the cards for Pete, and he reads them, and he doesn't do that anymore.
Right.
Different. Well, Leah, you're making it a little soft. I got
to. We tried to write cards for Leah. She just she won't read them. She wouldn't read them.
She cast it aside.
God damn it. She's there to help you guys out.
Well, we thought we should help that last guy, because he certainly laid all his pads on the table.
I need to be put in my place there.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right.
Terribly wrong.
Around the edges there.
Leah makes the call. Well, we tried.
Leah makes the call.
Oh, what a fast that was.
Went really fast, though.
Okay.
Oh, you think you're so smart.
You know, I agree. You just got to get a
Leah's
thicker skin.
Leah's soft there.
You got to stop.
Rough around the edges.
I tell you, that went over like a...
boring and obnoxious there.
That went over like a fat in a spacesuit.
You got to look at the worst in people, Leah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
I want some tickets to something.
This is Joe.
This is Joe Artinger.
Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Jesus. Hello.
How long is Leah Remini going to be on this show?
Why, you going to turn it off until I'm off?
I'm not turning it off. I'm waiting for her to get off. She's terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's what I just said there, schmuck.
See, now you're getting in the flow of things. You take some of that anger, and you channel it towards these callers on these games.
I just love when they try to hurl insults at me, and they're just so dumb to even get it.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, all right.
They have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. No, what I wanted to say.
Hello. Hello there, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
It's is Leah makes the call thing?
Yeah.
Who do you want her to call?
This is a huge favor. I'm a small handbag designer growing ever so...
Selfish call.
I really, really, really want to get a hold of the casting and, like, the costume director over at...
Me.
Do it yourself, lad ass.
Hello, Donna Mike. Yo.
Yeah, I'm calling to play Leah Screws Up the Call.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Why? Don't hang up on him.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. We have to break. Hello.
Hi, I have a call I'd like Leah to make.
Yeah.
Me and my wife are celebrating, and we're thinking about getting that together. She's looking for a son from somewhere.
Get a new cell phone, retard.
Calling from Mars. Calling from Maz. From Maz. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Leah.
Yes.
How does the entertainment business work with artistic differences?
Not well.
That's artistic differences. Come on now, if you say pronounce it correctly.
Goodbye.
Don't you think Don has some and Mike have they have comedic genius?
Yes.
They?
Yes. And I'm bringing them down. I understand.
No, not that. But if they just channel it, wouldn't they? I mean, how far is it for them to go to be movie stars?
Movie stars.
Not far.
Imagine the cast we'd be able to buy with those paychecks.
They are very close there.
Absolutely. And like you and I would be able to drink at the finest bars.
Yeah, lots of bars.
Sure, have martinis.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Leah makes the call.
Leah screws up the call. That's what we should call it.
Doesn't matter.
We will break and come right back.
Fabulous.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
The Don and Mike Show.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No
even
breathing.
Better than the good part of the boob. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Leah has asked that I pass along her best wishes.
Yes.
That she She had to go do that Entertainment Tonight thing.
Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday, that she would have to cut out a little early today so she could go be on E.T.
She said she would say if you could guess the color of her car.
That's Rick and D's.
This morning, we're listening to Rick D's.
Rick D's, who's always so curious.
Ooh. He's giving away tickets to a concert, and then he says,
Wango Tango.
And I will give you tickets, backstage passes, to eat the food the stars eat, to meet the stars, if I can guess the color of your car. And the woman on the phone says,
okay.
Dang. And he says, is it white?
Duh, yes, duh.
Of course, you realize the stupidity of this. That,
right, of course.
That the woman, of course, no matter
say any car.
What color.
Right. Yes, it is. It is. It's white. And I will go back and meet the stars. I can't guarantee anything.
We are simpatico. Oh, Rick D's in the morning.
Rick D's, always phony.
And if you ever want to hear the word unbelievable, tune into the Rick D's show, because everything is unbelievable.
And outrageous.
That's unbelievable, Ellen Kay.
I was talking to my son. He's talking about his kid being bit by a cat.
Wow.
I was talking to Toby D's.
Toby D's, D-E-E-S .com.
That would be like me saying, I was talking to my son, Bart Source.
Toby D's.
Clear them out right now, 877-365-3636.
Oh!
Let's get a call 100 and see if we can get this celebrity verb thing done.
I hope so.
Now that Leah's out of the room for a moment,
yes,
she's off to tape Entertainment Tonight.
It's going
to
be out on Monday, and we apparently are going to be mentioned on that segment.
Well, you know, that's part of the deal, that Leah's going to be on the show, and she's learning her way.
Mm-hmm.
I think today it's a curve with her.
Absolutely.
Learning about what to do and what not to do, and, you know, like I don't give a rat's ass if she's bored. I don't want her saying that she's bored.
Right.
And,
but she'll say it anyway.
And she's going to have to turn up the nasty a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That in real life she's actually quite a mean-spirited person. That she's got her image here on the show.
Right.
But the main thing that I want to do to Leah, and this has got to be a secret, and that's why I'm saying it now, mm-hmm. she won't be able to hear it.
Sure.
The thing that is a pisser about Leah is that when you try to call her, for instance, the other day, when Charlie and I were going to her house and we were going the wrong way on the freeway, we called and Leah picked up and Charlie said, we are lost. And then there was a click and we called back. And when we called back, it was Leah's sister, Nicole, on the telephone.
Who is also her personal assistant.
Her personal assistant. And Leah had confirmed to us later that, yes, she was pissed, which is why she had her sister pick up the telephone.
Exactly.
And when I was standing outside a couple of seconds ago, Leah was out there with her sister, who was her assistant, and they were looking at a menu, and Leah was selecting the items that she wanted for lunch today. And her sister was saying, no, well, you don't want this. You don't want this. I'll call and do this. I'll call and do this. So my thought is, at some point, perhaps tomorrow.
And incidentally, I just want to say this is a brilliant idea because this is going to be the perfect balance.
I am going to officially hire my brother as
your personal assistant.
My personal assistant.
Yeah.
And I am going to tell, there will be things that I want to pass along to Leah.
Anytime that you get upset with Leah, and like Leah did when you guys got lost, you'll simply say, talk to my brother.
Even on the show.
Right.
I believe tomorrow, the first time that she does something where she looks at us like when we're doing the Star Wars bit and she says she's bored, I'm going to say, hold that thought for just a moment.
And then she'll say, are you mad at me, Don?
And I will say, wait a minute, please. And I will dial up my brother. And then I will say, Leah, I would like you to talk to my personal assistant.
That's beautiful.
My brother.
Hey,
and
dude.
Then any further contact will be between my brother and Leah's sister.
You know, Don just stopped talking to me, and all of a sudden I had to talk to his brother. who is now his personal assistant.
To my brother.
And in fairness to your brother, I don't think your brother's going to do the same kind of job that Nicole does for Leah.
No, I don't think
Leah.
So.
But it should be interesting.
It's too great. It's too great an idea just to think about my brother. God love.
And maybe at a certain point you can order lunch from your brother. You just tell him what's on the menu and give him the number of the restaurant.
Like a manicure appointment.
Maybe tomorrow, just to bust your balls, I'll call my brother and say, where's my fruit?
Oh, all I wanted was coffee.
Where's my fruit? Where's my double no skim, no foam latte?
My latte.
That I could have stopped and bought myself on the way to the radio station, being as there's a Starbucks that you can open the window and spit on.
Yep.
I don't think Don's going to be thrilled about that, Lee. You might want to talk to Jim.
Talk to my personal assistant.
And that, you know, I think it should be standard procedure. We all go through, Jim, now when you're upset with us.
Absolutely.
You know? Hey, Don, did you like the hat? You might want to talk to my brother, Jim.
No, guys. Listen. Just Leah and just Nicole.
I just picture your brother going, hey, man, dude, here's the way it works, okay?
So, man, I'll call him tonight.
Yeah, make sure he's not elk hunting or something tomorrow.
And I'll see if we can get him on during the first break, and I'll have a list of small critiques of Leah's performance on the show.
Right.
And
oh, God.
And he'll read them?
And I'll have my brother say, hey, dude, right. This is Jim. I'm Don's brother, his personal assistant.
Right.
Don had a few things he wanted me to mention to you. Like, for instance, we are not going to stop and buy her coffee anymore.
Right.
We are not going to stop and buy her fruit. If she doesn't like something, she should just shut up about it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to play a game that maybe is a little mean-spirited,
right,
she should just go along with it,
mm-hmm,
because God knows we've seen her be worse than we are.
You know, you're expressing yourself very well here. You're being, you're making your points, but I think you might get lost in the translation once we have your brother.
No. Well, no, what I'm going to do is have him write them. I'll write them down.
Oh, I think you should give him an outline and have him interpret. I think therein lies the fun, Don.
Bullet points.
Just chill yourself out a little bit.
You asked for it. You got it.
Well, tomorrow, the debut of your personal assistant, your brother.
James, I'm going to write that down.
James Phillips Sword.
Jim, when he's not, I hope we catch him when he's not doing a run.
So,
a truck run.
Even if he's on the road.
Yeah, he could do that.
He can call from on the road. And I'll try to set it up for the first break right at 11 so we can surprise Leah.
Something to look forward to. Leah meets Jim.
In the very first break of the show.
Fascinating.
Too bad he's not here to hold up cards.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's another thing that Nicole does a lot.
Sure.
She holds up cards. Like to tell Leah of appointments and stuff, right, things that are coming up.
That's right.
It's fascinating. We can only say this behind her back.
How long do you think it would last if your brother was really here in Los Angeles with us and he was sitting in the other room holding up cards for you?
First of all, my brother wouldn't hold up cards. Right? You know my brother.
Right, he would just stare blank. Speak when spoken to.
Yeah, he'd just be he'd probably be on that couch sleeping.
But yeah, have you chosen a restaurant for lunch, Jim? I don't know.
What do you want, banana flip?
There you go.
She has money to go outside and like the two of them are huddled. Like they're having some Hollywood meeting,
important. Right.
And I walk over and I go, am I interrupting? And Leah's going, I don't know, Chinese chicken? I don't know. And Nicole's going, remember, hold on, you had a tuna fish from this place that you liked 4 days ago. I mean, Jesus, God. Jesus Christ. It is a different world.
Eat what you want, man. Eat whatever you want. Stay loose.
Incidentally,
party hardy.
Both of the Remedy girls were disgusted with us because we went to Shakey's.
Yes. Yeah.
They were disgusted?
But behind the scenes.
Well, I tell you, I think every person that walked out of that Shakey's, we were all disgusted with each other.
Yes, we were. But Leah said to me.
Especially with that, what's that product they use on everything?
Kill grease.
In private, she really said to me. Now maybe disgust is too harsh a word.
It's a serious disappointment.
But she really pulled me aside and said, did you really go to Shakey's?
Right.
I said, yeah. She said, why would you ever do that?
You know, she would have been proud of us yesterday as we went to another chain, the Cheesecake Factory, and Rob was yelled at by Duke Ellington.
Yes. Well, it was half Duke Ellington, half the old man from Moonstone.
You know how Rob is in a restaurant sometime when he goes, well, about after the fifth time, the guy turned around, and this 90-year-old man looked at Rob and went, keep it down. And Rob was also pounding on the table.
Well, we were talking about my favorite topic, Sam Huff.
Right. Hello. Todd and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
My name's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Where are you from?
I'm from Damascus, Maryland.
Well, Mark, let me give you Stones tickets.
Oh, you rock. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Rolling Stones at FedEx Field, Friday, October 4th. You want them before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale Saturday, 9 a.m., FedEx Field box office. All Ticketmaster locations online at Ticketmaster.com, CC.com.
CC.
Tomorrow we're giving away front row seats for the Stones at Washington, D.C. at FedEx Field. And you can win from anywhere. We'll give you transportation, too.
Smell my P.O., man.
But now, tell me something. Do I have to give you a clue, or are you going to nail this?
I'm going to nail this, sir.
Are you confident? You listen to the show all the time?
I listen all the time.
There you go. Right. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. We got our winner right here.
I'm not going to bet any more money because I'm already down.
This guy's our winner.
Large to you.
If you think this guy's going to lose, you might have a chance to win your money back.
Don't bet, Don.
He's telling you not to bet.
I don't want you to lose your money.
Okay, he's confident.
I got confidence. You got smoked for 50 earlier.
All right, my friend. I'm going with you then. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bert Goulet.
And here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There. There it is. Singing back down. All the clues. The mouth. The dancing. The sexuality.
And the odds are in my...
Maybe the most telling clue, Lisa Herndon would like to make love to this person.
There you go, Mom.
Who, for $100, is the celebrity burp number two?
That's Shiloh.
You would have won your money.
Unreal.
Smoked again.
Oh, we're sorry.
Shiloh's always been like a mother to you.
Freaking believable.
Shiloh.
Was that a bad guess?
Unfreaking believable.
You sounded very confident. I had faith. Rob, you called earlier. Rob said you're not going to get it.
Oh, my God. No.
No. No. We're sorry.
I wanted so badly for him to
Thank
get it.
Thank you. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
I
couldn't be more disappointed.
It's a clue for you. Jesus Christ.
Tell me what's happening.
I could have made back some of my money.
Do you think you're going to have to narrow it down more? Do you think you're going to have to dial it in more with your clues?
Is your next clue going to be rhymes with?
No more clues.
Guys, I don't think I have to give any more clues.
No, I think the real, real fan of the show, somebody that has listened for a long time, will get it. We'll understand it.
Okay, let's go to Buzz.
Right. I know you're disappointed.
I'm amazed.
Call Jim.
I am amazed. I will. Yes, I'll call.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I'll
share your disappointment with your personal assistant.
Great time for me to share that with Jim.
Share that with Jimmy. Jim.
And have Jimmy call that listener up.
That's right.
Hey, dude.
He's disappointed in you, man.
Disappointed in you.
Shiloh, what's up with that, dude?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
that's good.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Oh, it was Buzz.
It's me.
He made it up.
And what is your lead story on the made-up news today, Buzz?
Today, molested man shoots priest.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Hope it's a good newscast, Buzz. Otherwise, you'll have a meeting with Don's assistant, Jim.
That's what I hear.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional, dude.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, right.
They've got 15-pound balls. Ghost Geronimo and Axel Mera.
Time for news with Buzz. Brought to you by The Amazing Race. Watch the 2-hour season finale of The Amazing Race tonight on CBS. Also, let me mention this. An ad-lib comment, if you don't mind.
Please. Oh, please, ad-lib away. Listen carefully, please, everyone. Quiet.
Centerville. This is music lover Don Geronimo, inviting all of you to the Shark Club in Centerville, Saturday night for the world-renowned Crap Blues Band.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
This band gets hotter every time I see them.
Doesn't it?
And I don't think I've ever heard Mike O'Mara play the drums better. So don't be an ass. Go see Crap at the Shark Club at Saturday night. I personally guarantee you a good time.
Boy, you know, when you do those things just unsolicited.
From the heart. Like
it's pretty amazing. I appreciate that.
And oh, yes. P.S. I'll see you there.
There you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A Baltimore man who says he was molested as a child by a priest is now accused of trying to kill the priest.
This is Marty Bass.
Police say the 26-year-old shot the 56-year-old Reverend Maurice Blackwell after the priest refused to talk to him.
Come priest. On, Reverend.
Priest Blackwell.
Take that. There. How about an Eddie Bowen and a slug in your groin?
That's a Priest Blackwell.
Blackwell, who's been on leave for 4 years after admitting to another molestation.
You're shooting me.
That's right. I'm Morty Bass. You're dead. Bang, bang.
He's in serious condition at a hospital. God
but I want to touch you.
Water. That's right now. Come on.
Cops say the man shot the priest in the hand and the hip with a .357 Magnum.
Hope you fall in the harbor.
Years ago, the man reported the priest to church officials who decided his accusations were unfounded.
Tell Cal I loved him.
That just ain't your night.
John Wayne Bobbitt won't be in the ring tonight with Joey Buttafuoco as Fox tapes another edition of Celebrity Boxing. Bobbitt was cut from the card because he was apparently rehearsing the fight Monday night on his current wife. Las Vegas police say Bobbitt broke her bones after the two argued over whether she'd go with him to Los Angeles for the taping. It's a broken finger and a broken tailbone.
What is this? I mean, really, one of the greatest dumbasses of all time.
Amen. No word on who will replace Bobbitt in the ring. Tonight's other matches include Refrigerator Perry versus Manute Bol, Darva Conger against Olga Corbett.
Who's fighting Manute Bol?
Refrigerator Perry. William Perry from the Bears.
It'll look like a semicolon.
How can you not tune into that?
And
right there on the card, there's my favorite fight.
But here's the capper, and I'm sorry Leah's not still here. Also on the card tonight, Horshack from Welcome Back Cotter against Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Man!
My money's on Screech.
Yeah, Screech, because isn't Horshack 20 years older than
he's
he
gotta
is?
He's got to be like 100 now. Right?
Although he's got that bitterness of that I never was able to make it right. Past Welcome Back Cotter. Never underestimate a fight is hot.
And he got a nose job. He looks good.
I got another one tonight. The photographer who sold Penthouse Pictures thought to be a topless Anna Kournikova now says, quote, I'm an idiot.
Hey, what's wrong with Bob Guccione? I saw him, you see him on TV when he was going to the courthouse?
His testimony?
Has he had like a stroke or something?
He doesn't look well.
I mean, he's probably like that.
Heff looks better than Guccione.
Oh, much, much better. Absolutely.
The photos of the sunbather, of course, turned out to be the wife of a Benetton heir. Photographer Frank Ramassieri.
Oh, no, no, it wasn't Frank.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Oh, he was the photographer.
Yeah, I said he's an idiot.
Well, he's really just a jeweler from St. Louis who thought he saw a tennis star on Miami's South Beach. In court yesterday, he said he identified her by the size of her nipples. He says he compared them to a photo of the real Kournikova, who was sweating through her shirt in another photo.
Yeah.
He sold the pics to Penthouse for a percentage of the issue.
This little girl had knockers.
And a ticket to the Super Bowl. Publisher Bob Guccione describes the breasts on both women as, quote, small, well-formed, and they do not sag in any way.
God.
Now, go number one.
You should see him. I mean, you would be amazed. He's like, his face looks like it's frozen.
The Wall Street Journal says CBS News was heartless to show part of the video by the terrorist who killed reporter Daniel Pearl.
I bet that order came all the way from the top.
Yeah, it's our company.
Dan Rather played the short clip last night. He said it was to show Americans the propaganda war being waged against the U.S. But Pearl's family says the tape plays right into the hands of the terrorist. The government asked CBS not to air the tape, and the network did not show the gruesome parts, just the part where Pearl was forced to say he was a Jew.
Buzz, let me just say this. CBS has a nose for news.
The entire video is available on the Internet.
Oh, my God.
The assistant manager of a movie theater in Georgia had already worked a double shift, but he told his coworkers he wanted to stay late to watch Spider-Man again. Alone.
Spider-Man.
The next day, the staff arrived to find $75,000 missing from the safe. It wasn't until a week later that authorities caught up with him at the Canadian border.
Crawling up a wall.
23-year-old Michael Hauser had no criminal record until now. Police say he tried to cross into Canada with tens of thousands of Spider-Man dollars.
Wants to go over the line, hide with his brother.
Who's his brother?
Doogie.
They say this was that it was his security code was the last one entered on the safe, and that the tapes from the security camera were missing.
Y'all go home.
Well, it's official. This fall, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is off ABC's primetime schedule.
only 1 year too late for our bet.
Absolutely. Once the hottest thing in America, the network's eliminating the quiz show for more sitcoms. And in another TV development, the WB is doing a remake of Family Affair, this time starring Tim Curry as the butler. Buffy, Jody, time for your bath.
Oh, you need a fat butler.
Yeah, of course you do.
Mr. French.
Hello, Buffy. Hello, Jody.
You were in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right, Buffy and Jody, but I'll still be bathing you.
Mr. French.
Someone call a priest.
Mr. French, you were in Clue.
I know. I'm a very bad actor. Good to be on the show.
Mr. French.
And they're bringing back Brian Keith, aren't they?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, coffee. Table.
Absolutely. Can folks who run Maxim magazine also run a TV network?
Sure.
When they find out, the publishers are reportedly talking to Universal Studios about launching a channel of their own. Like the magazine, the channel would be aimed at young men, complete with scantily clad women, and features like how to chick-proof your pad and how to spot a one-night wonder. Nice pad.
I'd watch that channel.
The man who got wrestler Jesse Ventura elected governor of Minnesota.
Governor. My friend Scott Shannon.
He now wants to make Bruce Springsteen a senator in New Jersey.
Right.
Doug Friedline, who was Ventura's campaign manager, admits he hasn't talked to Springsteen about this yet. That's why he says he's trying to recruit him through the media. Springsteen's publicist has not yet commented, but Friedline believes the boss was definitely born to run.
Timberlake at 02.
There you go.
New York politicians are about to raise the taxes on cell phones by 71%.
Uh-oh.
The tax would jump from 70 cents a month to $1.20.
Are you listening, Lisa?
Bad for Lisa.
Worries for her. The plan would let cities and counties boost their taxes to 30 cents a month. That would make New York's cell phone tax the fourth highest in the country, just behind California, Florida, and Virginia. The tax was originally to just pay for a 911 system.
That's Lisa's cell phone again.
Lisa, it's the phone. New York lawmakers are looking for ways to balance the budget. Other state taxes and fees are expected to go up as well.
Oh, hold on, that's for me. Hold on.
All right.
Yes, yeah, speak to my personal assistant.
Jim. Okay, dude.
Hey, man.
You can't come to the phone now. He's pissed.
Yes. Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Booyah!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, I'm dry. Give me a second. God damn it, I hate it when this happens. I hate it when I'm dry. Hold on a second. Give me a second. Come on.
It'll come.
Come on. You know, we got one CD machine to work with.
Come on, big bucks.
Come on.
And no fruit.
It's not doing anything. Hold on.
Has anyone seen my coffee?
Give me a second. Hold on, guys.
Have we no CD player?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay, I'm feeling the magic now.
It's gonna happen.
Come on, baby.
Feel it, baby. Here she comes.
Look at nothing's happening.
Here she comes.
Look at that. Nothing's. I got nothing happening on the CD machine.
Here you go.
Nothing.
You're looking live at the Riviera Country Club on a beautiful Saturday. My name's Jim Nance. Tiger Woods making a charge, as he's often wont to do on a Saturday.
In desperate need of a good fecking. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim Sabian right now is having a heart attack. That this is the music we're returning with. Tim, I've got all of your active rock CDs. It's just...
they won't play.
The CD player is busted.
Nothing like that active rock.
Here is Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, there won't be the usual horde of famous faces in the crowd when mob boss Joe Bonanno Sr. is buried Monday.
I tried to play Stained Bomb. Mm-hmm.
Don, I know you're very disappointed you couldn't make it back to the city for the funeral.
Who?
Joe Bonanno Sr.
Oh, yeah.
He buried Monday, and the family is saying...
May God rest his soul.
Crossed himself and kissed his hand. Not a lot of famous faces in the crowd, according to his family. The 97-year-old Bonanno died Saturday after a very long illness, and although mob funerals are usually elaborate affairs with the faces watched closely by the FBI, his family says that won't be the case this time.
I've been very sad since Bonanno split.
Bonanno is survived by three... He would have liked that show, John. Bonanno is survived by three children.
His widow, his wife, Chiquita Bonanno.
He had a bunch of kids.
And his other, and if he had married Julie Rama, her name would be Bonanno. Or no, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure, right.
You know what I mean.
But Julie Rama?
No. Then it would be Rama Banana.
Rama Banana.
There has to be a way that it would be Banana Rama.
That's what it would say on her license.
Uh-huh.
Banana Rama.
Bonanno is survived by three children, 14 grandchildren, excuse me, 17 grandchildren.
Dell and Monty.
He was described, among other things, as a devout Catholic. A new survey says 9 out of 10 people would consider dating someone at work, and that about half admit they've had sex on the job.
Hi, Lisa.
MSNBC and Elle Magazine surveyed over 31,000 Americans to get these numbers. 41% say they did get busy at work. More than half of those on a desk, in a chair, or on a fire escape.
Get busy.
The survey also shows that 86%
of us... F you, white trash.
Oh, he would never have sex with anybody at work.
No. 86% of us don't realize that sexual harassment only meets the legal definition if a man is told that his advances are not welcome. So sexual harassment is legal unless somebody tells you to stop doing it.
I always tell the women at work to keep their hands off me.
Robbie Gomez, I want you.
Robbie Gomez, please stop. Stop your advances.
Colette.
The survey shows that most of us agree with Bill Clinton's definition of sex, that anything short of intercourse doesn't count.
Colette.
Bill Coleman.
53% of the women and 20% of the men also admit to having sex with the boss.
Hi, Jessica Beadle.
Melee at McDonald's in Palm Beach, Florida. Police are investigating a dust-up involving customers and fast food workers. Five adults at the window reportedly asked for ketchup and were told by the drive-thru girl, quote, "You'll have to effing wait."
Oh.
When she returned, she reportedly...
"You'll have to effing wait."
What was that?
"You'll have to effing wait."
You can't say that at a drive-thru.
When she returned, she reportedly threw the packets at the driver, who then went inside to confront the young woman. Quoting her, "The next thing I knew, I was on the floor by the French fries. I was being kicked. They were pulling my hair." Other McDonald's workers piled on. Police say no charges were filed because it's a case of he said, she said. The drive-thru girl is reportedly getting therapy.
Oh.
The customer says he now goes to Burger King.
Well, I'd like to say that since McDonald's is a sponsor of our show in some cities,
yes,
that was a very unhappy meal.
Absolutely.
A sociologist in Pennsylvania says more and more Americans are starting to believe that TV characters are really their friends.
Sure.
A new university study talked to 600 people. The author of the study says TV has brought us stimulus that didn't exist when mankind was evolving. Quoting him, "Our brain doesn't know we don't have more friends when we watch TV."
Homer Simpson, friend.
He found that people who watch TV think they have these friends, even if they don't have any real friends, they think they have them.
Hi, Jean-Luc.
The study says women tend to befriend actors on sitcoms and dramas, while men tend to associate with the people on news programs.
Hi, Leah.
I like you, Ted.
A 79-year-old man from around St. Petersburg, Florida, tells police a hooker stole his van.
Oh, no.
Police found William R. Johnson dazed and confused as he stumbled out of some woods near U.S. 41. He told them a woman had stolen his pink and white van.
"Where's my van?"
He says he drove her.
F you, white trash.
Says
I left it down by the river.
He says he drove her into the woods for a hookup, but then was unable to complete the act. He says she then demanded her money, and he told her she'd get paid when he was good and ready. That's when, he says, the woman hit him over the head with something, took his wallet, and drove away. The sheriff's looking for the van and hasn't decided whether to charge William with anything.
Can't complete.
What are we going to do with William?
William?
In sports, Martina Hingis may have to give up tennis because of joint injuries.
Hingis.
Her doctor, Dr. Heinz Buhlmann.
His hands have been touched by God.
These hands...
Dr. Heinz Buhlmann told a Swiss radio network interview that the 21-year-old Hingis is suffering from severe pain in her feet, left knee, and left hip. She says the damage may have been caused by the shoes that Hingis wore from the age of 11 until 3 years ago.
Now, the doctor said, "Don't trust her. She's cunning."
And finally...
She's cunning.
Hingis.
Finally, you know the trick where the...
Buzz, you gotta fly.
Okay. You know the trick with the stripper squats to pluck a dollar out of your teeth?
Guy
in Phoenix is in jail for biting the dancer. Biting hard.
All right. Is that it?
She offered them money. They offered her money not to call the police, but there are some things a stripper won't do for money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Buzz, it is the rest of it. Tugging on my shirt and pointing at the clock. Look at the clock, Don.
Look at the clock.
All right, see you tomorrow.
I'm going to tell Jim about that.
Good day to you, sir. And good day to you, Leah. I have Jim calling the call. And everybody else, what can I say? But
toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.